Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going. You're gone. Don't call me again.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Hey, everybody loves Donovan.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You, Scott the Dwarf!
Hey, there he is.
Scott the Angry Dwarf!
Hey,
damn,
baby.
It is good to see you, Scott.
Oh, it is good to see you.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good to see you. And look at doing the Chippendales look.
That's right. Very good. That's the sexy angry
dwarf. The shirt
dwarf
I had under this didn't match, so I figured, what the hell, let's just go all out.
Oh, you just did that because you're horny. You know
that's
that.
That's right.
And look at the beautiful outfit that we've got for him today. He's a
one I had 2 years ago. And smells like it.
He's wearing like the Lucky Charms hat. He has a green, what is that, a tuxedo jacket?
Yeah.
You have on? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty stylish. I think it's Armani.
He is the hip angry dwarf.
That's
today.
Right.
And then he has the shiny, real flashy vest on.
Yeah, you feel
pretty, there's his nipple ring.
His pierced nipple.
That's right.
you haven't gained weight, have you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, have you gotten fat, Scott?
I'm huge, man.
Hey, we are so glad to see you again. That is no lie. Scott the Angry Dwarf.
Are you still angry? You seem, this is all happy, like when we haven't seen you in a while, it's the reunion, but are you still basically angry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw all you.
So before you go outside to
all
be
right.
The leprechaun,
okay.
I'd like to find out what's new. You mentioned that you knocked up your wife again?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations.
Not again, though. It's the first time.
You're expecting when is the baby due?
June 24th.
Cool. Way to go.
I'm the happiest cat in a litter box.
This is cool. All right.
And what about your band?
I have a band called Tree Frog High. Ask for it by
now,
name.
Now, explain that to me.
Okay.
We all were messing up the name of the band.
Is it because you guys are dwarfs?
We're all little people. I'm the tallest one.
Right.
And the name came about because we're the smallest of our kind, but they always reach for the top branch, so you always want to reach for the top. And rumors have it that if you lick the bottom or the belly of a tree frog, you catch a really good buzz. But that's only a rumor. Wink, wink.
So it's Tree Frog High.
That's right.
Cool.
Tree Frog High.
What kind of music does Tree Frog High play?
Funky, groovy, alternative. Original music.
Really?
Yeah, we'd love to play for you guys.
Oh, I'd love to have you get anytime you guys want to come down and jam on this show.
We have a bunch of original songs. We have one song called Bitter, and it's like this song is awesome. And we would love, anytime, man, we'll come in here. And
now, do you write the songs or the songs about little people?
No, not really.
Screw you.
The music is all pretty much about, life sucks and stuff like that. But not just necessarily little people, just everyone in general. And, But it's cool, man. I write all the music. I play bass. I sing. And I have Stevie D. He's my guitar player. And I have Carlton Gross. He is my lone black dwarf on the drums.
Cool.
Just to set the groove.
Because so it's integrated.
Absolutely, because you have to have black to fit the groove. You know what I mean?
Now, you getting some gigs? Are you getting some gigs downtown or anything like that?
Not around town right now because we're just working in our basement, working on new songs and stuff. But the Discovery Channel next week is filming us doing our music and putting it on. It's going to be... December, it's going to be on. It's actually the Discovery Channel is following my wife around, and I, as we speak, because of the pregnancy and stuff like that.
Right. Cool.
And they're making a whole new Little People documentary, or documentary.
Documentary. You got it right.
Rockumentary. And so I told them about the band, and they were just like, "Ching, let's get this on film."
Now, did you do anything last Christmas down in at any of the Christmas
shows? Weren't you
shows?
In Branson, Missouri, the last time we talked to you?
Branson, and then I did Myrtle Beach the year after that, and then that was it. So I didn't do anything last year, and... I'm not going to be doing that.
Didn't like your experience with
it? I loved it, but now that I'm having a baby, I got to pretty much chill out at home.
Now, what are the odds of the baby being a dwarf? Have you guys looked into that?
Yeah, the odds are very good, knowing that I already have, it's a little person that I'm having. We found out that we're having a little person.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy or girl.
Yeah. Now, would you prefer that this is a little person? How do you feel on that?
It's, at first, when I was, when I was younger, discussing if I was going to ever have kids, I always wanted to have an average size kid because I didn't want my child to go through the same crap that I did my whole life of getting picked on and stuff like that. But now that I'm older and more wiser, I think, and know more about myself and about the world around me, I actually really preferred a little person because I think it's actually pretty damn cool to be small. Mm-hmm. And to teach my kid that would be really cool.
I'd like to make a comment if I could interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
Your hands are so clean. That used to be my big complaint with you before. That
you worked in the jewelry shop.
That's right.
Your hands were always filthy.
But I still bite the hell out of my nails.
No, but look how clean his hands are now.
You can tell that you're not fixing jewelry like in your spare time anymore.
And they're baby soft.
So if you're not working in the jewelry store, what's your main job now, Scott?
I'm an administrator for a company here in Herndon that I don't know if I really can tell you what we do because it's kind of like hush-hush.
Secret
stuff.
Secret government stuff.
Really? Yeah. But I do want to say, if I can say one thing, I'd like to say happy birthday to my boss and the coolest coach in the world. His name is Jen Coolidge, and her birthday was yesterday.
Is that your baby coach?
Well, I call her a coach because she doesn't like to be called a boss.
Oh, a boss. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so I call her like my coach. But
she gave you the day off today, right?
Yeah, she did.
So that's cool.
And she's really awesome. So happy birthday, Jen.
Hi, Jen. Well, we've missed you on this show, you son of a bitch.
I missed you guys.
Good. And it's great to hear that you got the band and you're going to be on the Discovery Channel and all that good stuff.
Have you gone back to the Little Person's Convention? Because you remember a couple years in a row, Scott went to that and it was like a super origin. He would call us and he'd be drunk out of his mind. Mm-hmm. And, like one year you told Billy Barty to screw off or something.
Yeah. Little People's Sexcapades.
Have you gone back to that convention?
No, I think I've been banned.
Oh. But weren't you like super stud at that convention?
Yes, he was.
Didn't you indicate to us that everybody kind of hung out with you? I mean, you were like the main little man.
I am not the main little man.
Don't you remember his phone calls? Where I think, maybe I shouldn't mention this because it's such a happy time for you and your wife.
But sure, bring me down. Go ahead.
But weren't you like partying with a couple of chicks and saying like, hey, don't tell my wife that I'm partying?
You did that on the radio.
What time is it right now? Does my wife have the radio on?
Well, that's long ago. Statute of limitations has run out on that.
Yes.
See, I've always felt that deep inside, and you'll probably get angry at this, but deep inside, you envied Billy Barty. You wanted to be the next Billy Barty.
I think Billy Barty is a pain in the ass. No, I never envied him.
All right.
And are you still as angry as you were when you were our intern? Or have you really mellowed a little bit?
I think he's mellowed.
Yeah, no, I think I've mellowed a little bit, but I guarantee it, by the third kiss on my freaking head, I'll be pretty pissed off. I'm sure that I wash my hair in cow crap just to make it sure that it tastes good.
Hey,
for
I got
everybody.
A question for you. I want you to weigh in on this. Remember that news story that was on a while back? The guy that was the human salsa tray with the chips in his sombrero.
Yeah, we thought of you. There was a guy that was being.
It was like Chi-Chi's or something.
At a restaurant somewhere where they had him a big sombrero.
And he kept the chips and the salsa in his sombrero and he would walk around. And everybody was saying, hey, this is bad for little people. This is exploiting little people.
And we immediately thought of you. We thought you would have done it.
Then they interviewed the guy and the guy said, hey, this is cool. I'm having a good time. It's a great job.
Would you have done that?
I probably wouldn't have done that. And the only reason why is because he probably got paid minimum wage. And I wouldn't have done it for minimum wage. But if the money was right, or if I was doing it for the Don and Mike show, I would have.
Hey,
I look
man.
At it this way. It's each their own. And if they're cool with it, I'm cool with it.
All right.
Don't, you know.
Now, for the record, for those who haven't heard you before, how tall are you, Scott?
I am 4 foot six.
4 foot six. Yeah. Which is big for a little person.
A giant amongst little people.
And he has... You're not one of those dwarfs that has, like, an oversized head.
Okay, what are you talking about, man?
You know what I mean. There are some dwarfs...
Put this freaking hat on my head.
Okay, all right.
There is big noggin, man.
There are some dwarfs that have bigger heads than their bodies. Your head is not bigger than your body, but you do have a very big face.
Mm-hmm.
You got a big face that's full of facial features.
Didn't you wrestle
You're very
too?
Animated.
thank you.
You're welcome.
See, that's what we're doing. Just peppering you.
You got a big face.
Two sets of questions. Didn't you wrestle once?
I got trained to be a wrestler, but I never actually went through with it because they said when my back was all screwed up and that would hurt.
Yeah, when was the last time we talked to you? You were like going to try out for the WWF or something?
Yeah, and you guys also wanted me to try out for this dwarf basketball
league. Remember we signed you up for that.
Yeah, and they I don't know. They never got. I don't know what ever happened to that. They never got back to me. So they sent me a video, and the video was ridiculous. So I turned them down.
We used to have Scott do so much stuff on this show. Besides dressing him up like the Easter Bunny and
right.
and Cupid and
sure.
New Year's Baby and then being a Christmas elf.
And there's no more special moment than when Scott would be, say, dressed up as the New Year's Baby and walking down the hall. Maybe a salesperson would come by and say, "Hey, you look great." And he'd immediately flip him the bird.
You know,
I always enjoyed that moment.
We got some good pictures of you wearing the diaper, walking around with a big cigar in your mouth and a glass of booze in another one of your hands. Oh, you want to take some calls? We have some phone calls for you, Scott.
Sure.
I think you've got some fans out there. Oh, Rob will turn the speaker up for you. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Scott?
Yes.
Can you hear me? There, now he can hear you, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
I am doing great. How are you? That's the big question.
Well, I'm fine, and I'm even better because it's cool to hear from you. It's excellent you're back on the show. Congratulations about your baby and your band.
Oh, thank you very much.
I love the name of your band, by the way.
I do like that name, Tree Frog High. I love
pretty
that
original.
Name.
And I mean that anytime. I mean, like, I'd like sometime in the near future for you guys to come down here and jam on this show.
Absolutely, I'll do it. We'll do it.
Are there any real headbanger types in your band? Any long hairs, Scotty?
Nah.
But how many guys in the band? There's you and the black guy and who else?
There's three in the band right now.
Three in the band.
But we're recruiting others, so any dwarfs around town that know how to play music.
Big band together. Get like 18 pieces.
Absolutely. Orchestra and everything, Brian.
Here's another call for Scotty. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, I wanted to ask Scott a question about a news story I saw the other night on Dateline or 2020.
All right.
About a doctor in Baltimore that stretches limbs like arms and legs through, you know, he attaches bolts into the bones and then through turnbuckles and bolts.
Let me tell you something. The only limb I want stretched is my penis.
Yeah, and I don't know if we mentioned that about Scott or not. He is the horniest dwarf we've ever met. He has the sex drive of an 8-foot-tall man.
Absolutely.
He is so horny.
Yep. Bring it on.
And we know you've done that on your own anyway.
Scott likes sex. Me likes sex, but Scott really likes sex.
He likes sex.
Scott's so horny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Scott, I want you to make sure that Don and Mike know when your Discovery Channel show's coming on.
Okay.
Don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll plug it for sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Guys.
So you're going to be a big part of this documentary, right?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. They're going to film us like shopping for clothes and shopping at the grocery store. And
great.
They're going to put like a little head cam on me so they can see what everything's at my level.
That's great. You know, when they put the head cam on, why don't you just go do what you do occasionally?
I'm going to look under girls' dresses.
And go F with people. Go F with people.
That's,
a little bit.
And will you do a cartwheel for us?
Absolutely.
Would you go out in the hallway and do a cartwheel for
us? Right now?
Please.
You got the traditions.
You know, anybody that has our videotape, Sex Bison videotape, that's one of the real highlights when Scott does a bunch of cartwheels towards the end of that tape.
Nobody does it better.
He's off mic now, but we have to ask him how old he is. What is he, about 30 years old?
I don't know. Hold on. Let
Here
me see him do this bus. I love it when he does a cartwheel. He does like Blues Brothers cartwheels.
There he goes. He's the best.
Oh, he cracks me up. He really does.
It has been a long time. It's been too long since he's been on the show.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. You cracked me up. Hey, Buzz wants to know how old you are now, Scott. How old are you now?
I am now 33. I'm getting old. Hi, Buzz.
Hey, how you doing,
Scott?
Man,
I've missed you.
Good to see
you.
All right, hold on, Buzz. Scott.
Okay.
Everybody, hold on. There's a couple more calls that we got to send you outside.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Yes.
Hey, Scott, this is Dina from NSI. I just wanted to say hey.
Hey.
And do you want me to delete that out?
No.
Okay. All right. Cool. I didn't know if it's a secret where you worked at.
No. That's cool. Hey, how you doing?
Good. I wanted to tell Don and Mike because, you know, your band played in our backyard party thing.
That's right.
And how awesome your band was. Ooh.
Thank you very much.
That's good. That's a good endorsement. And
congratulations for your on your baby, too.
Oh, thank you. Now, request that I get a really big raise.
If I get a jacket, sure.
No. Have you? So you work with Scott?
Yes.
Has Scott ever hit on you?
No.
Has he ever touched you in an inappropriate way?
No.
Okay.
No, but the black guy in his band is so cute.
Well, if he hasn't hit on you, trust me, he will.
The time's coming.
That's right.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Scott, welcome back. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, is there an 800 number for we can order a CD, or do you have a CD out for your band?
Yeah, 1-800-SCREW-OFF.
That's our Scott. All right, well, you know, the weather today is like 75 degrees. Mm-hmm. So I know we've had you out on the street in bad weather before. But today the weather is ideal.
You lucked out today.
Yeah, no kidding. This is going to be cool.
So if we could impose on you now to go outside.
See ya.
We've got the wireless microphone set up.
All right.
And for the next couple of hours of daylight. Scott, the angry dwarf, will be... Look at him dressed in his leprechaun suit. You know, I don't want to because he'd get mad, but...
Doesn't he look cute?
Aww.
And I tell you, he hasn't lost his little edge.
No,
you know, you say little edge with Scott, then he'll flip you off.
So,
yeah, we used to have the most fun in the hallway with him. We, you know, because Scott and I would... You know what it was? It was not the angry dwarf. It was Scott the argumentative dwarf.
That's right. Yeah, that was it. Right. He loved to argue. Do you remember sometimes we'd have people call up and just debate him on topics? Remember, we would pick topics that he was very, very opinionated on?
Yeah, the argumentative dwarf. And sometimes you feel, you know, you were feeling that he was arguing just to argue.
That's right.
You know, it stems from anger, but he was the argumentative dwarf.
Yeah, and even though he says he's mellowed, I think there's still a lot of anger bubbling underneath there.
Has gained a little weight, though, you know. Fatherhood has put some pounds on.
Well, it's great to have Scott back. We'll get him set up outside.
And when you kiss his head, make sure you take a look at his pierced nipple.
And rub his head, if you like, for luck also.
Sure, he'll love that.
It's like a Buddha thing.
He'll love that one right there.
Hello, Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Radio Road Dogs. Hey, to Scott, I had to let you know about your little trivia about your tree frogs. That is not a myth. If you lick the...
Okay, thank you. Right. There's a guy who's probably got a few in an aquarium.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi. You know, I just had a thought about Scott the Dwarf's group.
Yes.
If you have them play on your show while they're being taped by the Discovery Channel, you guys can be on TV maybe with them.
I think we haven't thought of that already, okay?
You know, I think Don might be just a few steps ahead of you on that.
Hold on. Let me turn on the outdoor microphone because people are already going out to Scott. Robbie, it's BTS 1?
Number one.
Okay, hello, Scott.
Hey, can you hear me?
I got you, and I see people out there already to kiss your head.
Woo!
And for those people that are in the Fairfax area, Fairfax, Virginia, give Scott a little toot on your horn as you drive by and you see your favorite leprechaun.
Scott is outside the Dynamite World Broadcast headquarters, the big CBS building at 10800 Main Street. Now, Scott,
yes.
who's out there with you right now?
I know, a bunch of goofy guys.
Well, ask him to come on over kiss your head.
You want to kiss my head? All right, go ahead. Kiss my head.
Ask their names first, Scott.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, they're both really kissing his head.
Damn, man. Spit all over it. Now, hey, what's your name?
Rob.
Matt.
Rob and Matt.
All right, now, do you have the dollar bills?
Yeah, I got a few bucks.
All right. Give them a dollar, please. Right. And wish them all happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, you poor bastard. All right? Take care, man. See ya.
He still got it. He does have it. He had lots to beat.
Yeah. I think he's a performer.
He loves to perform.
Oh, look at him. Mike, I wish you could see. He's standing out on the street now, waving at cars as they go by. Just standing out there waving.
You know, we're making people happy today.
Cool.
Oh, here come. Look at this. People are waiting for
him. Hey, how you doing?
All right,
you want to kiss my ugly head?
Here come a couple of chicks. Oh,
yeah.
No. Tell that girl to really kiss your head, not just rub it.
Oh,
okay, that's one.
Now take off your clothes. Ooh, hey, hold on.
Oh, give them their dollars, Scott.
Yeah, I got it here. All right.
Oh, they're practically cooing, Scotty.
They're hooing and hollering. Mm-hmm. There's $1 for you, $1 for you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. All right, take care, sweeties. All right, nice package.
Yeah, I guess if there's enough balance between men and women, Scott will have a good time.
Hey.
Yeah, I hope that more women show up to kiss his head. And, Scott, when they kiss your head, don't let them get away with that deal that I just saw that other girl doing. I'm just kind of...
Rubbing my head?
Nuzzling your head. You kind of just rub their head with her face.
Yeah, you got to put your lips together and smooch.
I want his tongue.
Yep. Here, now, Scott, here's some hot girls. Look at these women.
How are you?
H-O-T. Get their names first.
What's your name?
Bridget.
And what's your name?
Donna.
Bridget and Donna.
Hey, that Bridget's really cute.
Ask Bridget.
Scotty, ask them why they came out today.
And why did you two come out today?
To see you, to give you a kiss and get our dollar.
To give the dwarf a kiss and get a dollar. Well, kiss away, sweetie.
All right, then. And Scott, mic that. Can you mic that with her kissing your head?
Okay, okay. And indeed. Did you hear that?
Baby.
That was nice.
Multiples.
give them their dollar, please, Scott.
And there's a dollar for you. Good luck to you both. Happy St. Patrick's Day. See you later. Now take off your clothes.
And are you thirsty out there yet, Scott?
Yeah, but I got some water here. I'm all right. But, you know, a good beer would go good right now.
All right, can we get Scott a beer, please?
Get him a beer!
Oh, it's very hot out there today. It's like 75 degrees outside.
Perfect day to come down and see our favorite leprechaun.
He loves me. He's waving at people. Are you going to moon people, Scott? What are you doing with your pants out there?
I'll moon people. I don't give a crap.
Oh, don't moon that school bus.
Oh, no. All right.
No, go ahead. Moon somebody now.
All right, hold on.
All right. Let's see some dwarfing ass.
Hold on.
Here we go. He's put the microphone down now. He's unzipping his dwarfing pants. Having trouble with the zipper.
Uh-oh.
Zipper coming down. Pants. His pants are down. Oh.
Is he mooning?
You got to lift up your dwarfing jacket. Oh, that went.
There he goes.
Oh, it's just his dwarfing ass.
He mooned him.
Oh.
He mooned him.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Wasted no time.
How did that feel, Scotty? Oh, hold on. He's got to pick the microphone back.
I got a stiff breeze up my butt. Nice.
Here comes another woman.
All they needed was to see my butt and the women come.
More takers.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, listen to
that. That was that. Nice.
All right, now let the fat guy kiss your head.
All right. Here you go, chunky monkey. Come on over here.
Right. Chunky monkey.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, you cute bastard.
There you go.
All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That is Scott, the angry argumentative dwarf.
You got to come over here.
Can Scott run across the street? Does he have capability to run across the street?
Probably.
You could probably run across the street, Scott.
Be careful. Oh, she's leaving.
Yeah, don't get a hit. We lost somebody there.
Hey, I forgot how funny it is to watch him run. He's just running across the street.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Have her honk her horn.
Honk your horn.
She's already gone. He's out in the intersection now.
There you go.
He's between lanes of traffic now.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
And there's some dude in
top of the morning to you.
There's some dude out there in a green sport jacket waiting for him also, but Scott can't cross the street right now.
Yeah, we had a pedestrian that kind of got nailed last week.
They'll run right over me. Don't worry about it.
That's right. It'd be thump, thump all over.
Yeah, there you go. There's some of his fans. See, they're not honking at him because he's running in the middle of the road. That's just love for Scott the Dwarf.
Yeah, everybody's going by honking at the, everybody's favorite leprechaun.
Yeah. They love you. Listen to that, Scotty. They love you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day! Now screw off!
The Chippendales no shirt look is really what makes that outfit this year. He's out there rubbing his belly now.
It's perfect.
Oh, Jesus.
It is perfect.
Oh, God. All right, I think you can make it back across the street now. Has traffic stopped yet?
All right.
Oh, here we go. He's halfway across.
They'll see you, though.
There he is. Okay. He's in front of bus now. He's
woo!
Back. Made it back.
Everybody loves the leprechaun.
Good. Good. You want to kiss my head?
Sure.
All right.
That sounded a little too wet for me, Scott.
I think he's attracted to me.
That kiss was the gayest kiss you've received, Scott.
It sounded like it.
That was the gayest kiss.
I really
thought
so.
He's looking pretty cute, too.
All right, well, stay out there. You need a beer? Anything else, Scott?
No, just a beer will be fine.
All right, we'll get Scotty a beer. Everybody else out there, let's do the toe-tapping touchstones right now, and we'll take a caller 100, give you a prize package selected especially for you, qualify you for the trip to Fiji, that we're giving away on Friday's episode. I love just watching him wave.
He's meeting and greeting. Listen to this already. I mean, in no time, we're already getting throngs of people coming up to see Scott.
All right, did you give that guy his dollar?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he said today's his birthday, but I don't care.
He's out there getting more kisses from guys.
Wait. Guys, step aside here.
Oh, hold on. Here, a couple of hotties are coming up now.
All right.
You. Good.
Baby.
I like the way this sounds.
You should see how it looks. And who knew there were so many hot women that worked around this radio station?
Lick me on the forehead.
They want to know if I can give them $2 if they lick me on the forehead.
I think that sounds like a good deal.
I think that sounds pretty
cool. Give him an extra dollar, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Lick.
Can we get it?
Yep.
Oh.
Listen to the cooing.
Crest?
Oh.
Ooh, Hottie's licking his forehead.
These are sweet.
Hey, now tell him to lick you once just for free.
Okay, now lick me once just for free.
Okay, only because you are this cute.
No, not there. No, just kidding.
Go
ahead. Aw, thank you.
Where was she going for, Scott?
I don't know.
Scott was trying to move her head down.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Recording.
Go again.
I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. Right? You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, they don't.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Cut again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. I said it.
That's
all
right, cut it.
It's better.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but it's, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratch off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Yet every bit of finger-licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. All right.
Cut. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about
it. All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious. But I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how much trouble are you guys going to get in with your wives over this wonderful competition you're going to have?
I think it's no different than any of the other crazy reindeer games we've had on this show.
Have you tested the water yet?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the subject didn't come up?
No, not a word.
Was there an outside shot that, maybe she didn't hear us talking about it?
I think so.
I think I'm in the same boat. We are yet to get the rest.
It's not like I went home last night and I sit down at the dinner table and go, honey, I had a great idea today for a bit. We're going to do an ugly breast contest. I don't go home and volunteer that information.
Neither do I.
And I just kind of wait until she catches on.
Yeah, and then, it'll catch you when you're least prepared for it, too,
Oh, yeah.
So what's that contest you're doing?
Nothing, dear.
Well, I figure that the out on that, when it finally does come up, will be, well, honey, it's an ugly breast contest.
Right.
Hoping that she buys the fact that I won't be turned on by ugly breasts.
That's right.
Of course, you do have to take into account the you know, the hundreds of women that probably think their breasts are ugly, but
yeah,
they're really, really not.
And I'm probably have to lie about that, too.
Sure.
I'll probably have to lie when I go home. Listen, nobody's entering this contest, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, every day in the office, me and Mike will be up there with the door shut, just pawing through all of the photos.
Who are the finalists? Who cares? More pictures.
Getting our big, dirty fingerprints all over them.
Oh.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
That's right.
Really looking forward to that.
And for anybody that's sending those pictures in, you know, yeah, a Polaroid's nice, but, you know, if you want to have a little lighting, a little mood lighting, you know,
quality,
backlight them and stuff like that.
Sure. Hey, on a mic.
It doesn't have to be professionally done, and you don't even have to put your face in.
Right.
Frankly,
right,
all you got to do is, and you could take the picture yourself if you had one of those Polaroid jobs, just,
yeah, just hold it chest high,
point it at your boobs, take your shirt off, and
snap and point.
Send it to us. Yes, sir, what else?
So you're going to have a dog's lipstick competition, too?
Have a what?
Dog's lipstick competition, too?
Are you talking about down there, a place?
Now, listen, I want to say this. All vaginas are ugly.
Yes. Yes. And that's why we're not having a vagina contest, because I've never seen a pretty one in my life.
Yeah.
Not even in a magazine.
Of course, penile, not exactly gorgeous either, really, when you think about it.
I don't know about that, Mike. Certainly not on that HBO show the other night.
No, that HBO show that, you know, I just hope no one was dining when that was on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don?
Yes.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I've got a challenge.
Really?
To tell you guys a joke. I know you love it. If I have to give you my phone number on the air, I'll do it.
Are you in a cell phone right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, hold on, please.
I distrust people that volunteer their phone numbers.
All right, well,
very risky.
He's very confident about his material.
Yes, he is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Man, I cannot believe you just said that about the vagina area.
It's a very ugly body part. I mean, it's
beautiful. I mean,
oh, please.
It's not. I know I'm fence sitting here, but I want to weigh in somewhere in the middle and say, they're not all beautiful.
Okay. Now
I want to say that they're all hideous.
Oh, God.
I mean, when you just take a good look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it is like a Jabba the Hutt.
You're talking specifics now, and I don't think your wife's going to be very flattered.
Well, frankly, I'll tell you why I'm saying this, because I'm relatively sure she's not listening right now.
Right.
But I would classify my wife, who I think is a beautiful woman, I would classify her in the same area. I've never thought that the vagina is a particularly pretty body part.
But you are probably attracted to it.
What about the minority? Yeah, that's...
Well, of course I am. I'm not saying I'm not attracted to it. I'm just saying it's not pretty.
In that way, you may be saying that it's not pretty, but you're not believing it. You're not selling it to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're saying it because
it sounds like the
right thing to say.
I need it. No, I'm not saying it because it sounds like the right thing to say. I'm obviously in the minority here.
Yeah,
all you guys,
the wrong thing to say.
All you guys think it's beautiful.
I think you're not being honest with yourself, and if you pull back all the layers and you get back to
the
inner Donnie, you're going to say there's a Donnie in there that's sitting there going, it is gorgeous.
It's not gorgeous.
Delectable delight.
It's not gorgeous.
Hungry.
It's not gorgeous. I'm telling you, it's not gorgeous. It's rather foul looking when you stop and think about it. I mean, it's one thing when you're in the heat of passion,
yeah,
but at all other times, when you think objectively about it,
see, that's
not pretty.
I don't think I'm capable of maintaining objectivity, you know? Except I can go the other way and say, ugly, you know, that your brother's bachelor party comes to mind.
Right. Okay, the stripper we had at my brother's bachelor party. That would be an ugly one, right?
Oh, that was just terrible.
Okay.
That was flee from the room.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I figured Don would just think that was the biggest piece of art God's ever designed, but...
No. As a matter of fact, it looked like some awful Picasso painting or something. You know, Picasso always had like a guy's eyeball down on his on his chin, and always had like the ear up on his forehead. Hold on a second. Let's go back outside to Scott the Dwarf, because he's got some chicks out there right now. Let's not forget Scott, who is outside.
All right, Scotty, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great. Two girls invited me to a party.
Ah,
really? I'm in another office across the street.
Well, why don't you interview them now, Scott, and let's find out a little about them.
Okay. You were here before, right? Were you here before? Yeah, okay. What's your name?
Susan.
And Susan, and what's your name?
Prince.
And describe this party that you want me to go to.
Oh, it's just a little birthday party for Deborah.
Happy birthday, Deborah. I guess they work across the street.
Hey, Scott, you might want to ask her if there'll be any sex at the birthday party.
Will there be any sex involved at this birthday party?
You never know.
Good answer.
It's the 90s. I need guarantees.
Those girls out there talking to him right now are both very cute.
Yeah, they are.
I bet that their vaginas are very ugly.
You want me to ask them?
No. No, please don't. Have you gotten your kiss on the head yet?
No. Would you like to kiss me on the head for a dollar?
For good luck.
You say for love
or
did you say
for good luck?
Okay,
I'll keep the money, but just kiss me on the head. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, that's so cool. Here you go.
Give them both their dollar,
please,
Scott.
Hold on.
I don't need the dollar. No.
You take the dollar.
Actually, I came over here for a car for you.
What?
I brought you a car.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, they're giving me a car. I think I can drive this, too. It's the right size.
What is it, like a toy car?
Toy car.
It's like a model car, a little Hot Wheels.
Your leprechaun mobile.
All right, and Scott, who is the big guy out there?
The right here?
Has he kissed you yet?
Yeah, he's kissed me.
Is he bothering you, Scott?
No, he's all right. He's not my type, but that's all right. It's Andrew from Fredericksburg. Like, we're supposed to know that.
Okay, it's beginning, Andrew. It's beginning.
Now, did somebody bring you food? I see you have a 7-Eleven bag out there.
Well, I got a beer. Is it all right to drink it?
Of course.
All right.
Yeah, you're a grown man.
Power to Budweiser. Thank you very much.
Help yourself. It's a warm day up, and you're working very hard, waving at people.
Just thirst quenching.
Kissing people and letting them kiss you. And
bringing all the commuters great joy as they drive past.
Scott, don't drink that all at once.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I forgot he doesn't like to slow down once he starts.
What? Yeah.
Hold on, now he's jumping into somebody's car.
Man. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
What did that guy give you? Oh, another bottle of water.
Okay. Hey, Scotty, have any of the women that have come up to kiss your forehead, have they asked to see your pierced nipple?
No, they haven't. Oh. I've asked to see theirs, but they're not showing.
Hey, why don't you tell that guy out there that he's kind of dead weight?
Okay, dude, you're kind of dead weight. You need to leave.
He didn't hesitate, does he?
No. Take care.
Scott had that guy out there that's been hanging out next to him like for 20 minutes, and I think he's kind of slowing your action down.
Well, you know, whenever we do any kind of outside parlor game, there's always a member of the Proud 4% that decides they're going to spend that. You know, that it's a good way really to kill an afternoon.
Nowhere else to go.
Sure.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. Scott, I'll check back in a moment with you.
Sweet, Daddy.
Okay. There he is, Scott. Scott, the angry, argumentative dwarf.
Yeah. We keep him in beverages. It should be good in about an hour or so.
Hello.
Hey, if vaginas are so ugly, then why do you say bueno arbusto?
Okay, because, first off, that's a saying, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's a saying. And, see, I can't be as graphic as I would like to here.
Uh-huh.
But when there is a certain amount of covering on that area, that makes it more palatable, I believe.
Oh.
That would make your gardening tips make sense.
Yes, I've never liked the airport runway. I've never liked the JonBenet Ramsey look. Never. Never, for goodness sakes.
Good Lord.
You know what I mean.
Ew, stop. Don't bring that poor sweet child into this.
I'll tell you right now, though. The, you know,
I'm not speaking of her specifically. I'm just talking about women that enjoy the look down there of which there is no hair.
Oh. Okay. Only a man would understand what you had to say then.
No, I think brighter women would understand it, too.
Well, okay. Also,
just
you didn't
kidding.
Come
I'm
up
just,
with
hey,
the,
happy St. Patrick's Day, lady.
Caller did.
What?
No criticism here, but you said you came up with the ugly breast contest. No, but your caller did.
No, I believe Don came up with the contest.
No, caller did not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just an idea girl.
Hey, what is your pay, lady?
What's your problem?
I'm sorry.
You should enter the ugly breast contest. I'm positive you got a set.
Well, actually, they're not that ugly. They're not that good. They're just kind of there to provide milk for my children.
Christ.
Strike three.
Okay. See you later. Goodbye.
Yeah, if someone calling in had given us the idea, I would give them the credit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. No, but it was my idea.
And it was a wonderful idea. And, you know, for that very reason that he mentioned a moment ago, when it finally hits the fan, hey, we said ugly breast contest.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was the Cher lady, you idiot.
Was that the Cher? Yes, that was.
Was that really her?
That was.
I thought we had banned her from the show.
We did.
Rob, did you get the phone number of the guy that wants to tell us a joke?
Eric.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, here we go. Let me now, he guarantees this is a funny joke.
Hold on a second.
That was.
Well, I've got his phone number if it's not.
She violated her ban.
And I guarantee that Cher lady, she's got ugly breasts, ugly vagina.
Oh, absolutely.
Ugly face, ugly ass. Fuggly.
Fugler.
I'm calling Eric back now, who left us his cell phone number.
Don.
Yes. Hey, Eric, pick up, please.
Hey,
He's What's going on, guys?
All right, now,
St. Patrick's Day.
All right, now, is this the guy that wants to tell us the joke?
Sure.
And sure. Is this a joke we can tell on the radio?
I'll be as clean as I possibly can, but I promise you'll laugh. I'd like to use some of your sound effects.
No, can't help you there, sir. Now, the deal is, whenever a listener wants to call us with a joke, because, you know, we're concerned because this is really how we make our living.
That's right.
Unless the joke is good, you have to give out your phone number. And if the joke sucks, I'm going to give out your phone number since you've already given it to us.
Oh, you got it.
Okay.
So you are very confident in this joke.
I feel confident in it. Every time I tell it, I get the most laughs out of it.
All right, where are you calling from, Eric?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
All right, beautiful. Well, go ahead, Eric. Spotlight on you.
This will be really quick. I'll make it quick. Well, I'm sure you heard about the guys Boudreaux and Thibodeau. They're the Cajun boys that don't have any sense. And Boudreaux was hunting with his buddy Thibodeau and told him that he never got any nookie in his life. And Thibodeau told Boudreaux he needed to go down to New Orleans and buy it. So Boudreaux goes down to New Orleans and finds a little cat house that he wants to go, you know, search for the women. And he finds this one beautiful brunette. And he talks to her, and he's all nervous, and he's embarrassed. And he's like, I just want to be honest with you. He said, this is my first time, and I've never been with a woman, so I'm just kind of nervous. She goes, well, that's okay, baby. We'll just pay the money. We'll go upstairs. We'll do missionary, doggy style. You name it. We do it, dog, you know, whatever. He goes, she goes, 69? He goes, oh, that 69 sounds pretty good. Let's try that. So they go upstairs. He puts the money down. She puts them in position. And right when they go into town, boy, Boudreaux say, oh, I like that. And then she whips out a big fart. And boy, Boudreaux kind of looks at her and says, whoo. And she looks back and she goes, I'm sorry. I just ate his cane paws. She goes, oh, that's no problem. Boy, starts going to town again, and she whipped out an even bigger fart. But Boudreaux got all nervous. Boy, he picked her up off the bed, threw her down. He says, whoo. She goes, what you doing? Where you going? He goes, oh, don't worry about it. Keep the money. He said, I don't think I can take that 67 more times.
All right, everybody, that collectively wasted about 2 minutes of our time.
Hmm. Yes, and the crickets have spoken, I believe.
So you can call this guy and tell him what a douchebag he is. His phone number is area code 318, and his phone is 288.
He made the deal.
I'm sure he's just going to turn his phone off now for a couple of minutes.
Sure.
That's the great thing about having a national show is
of
that
course.
Our audience never forgets.
Yeah. You know, I thought at Boudreaux and Thibodeau, I thought maybe there was potential, but as soon as they got down to the cat house, it didn't work.
Maybe thanks a little too regional.
Thanks for taking the challenge, though. The Don and Mike Comedy Challenge.
Still undefeated.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We would have laughed if it was funny, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. I, you know me.
Yeah, you laugh at anything.
I laugh at anything. And I mean, I really laugh at anything because I love jokes and I'm very polite about jokes. Too, but that sucked.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hello.
Okay, you got I got a name of the new producer for the Star Wars movie.
Oh, that's from yesterday's episode. Don't need it, my friend.
Oh, come on.
No, that was from yesterday's episode. Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I laughed.
Well, that's the good thing about jokes. Some people laugh, some people don't.
I know. Thank you much, guys.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, don't call him up then if you thought it was funny.
Right.
But if you didn't think it was funny.
Or you could call him up and say you thought it was funny. You know what I mean? Just call him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this you?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, first I'll start off, and you guys raised me. I've been listening to you guys ever since I was in elementary school, and I wouldn't be as screwed up as I am today if it weren't for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Dog boy, thank you.
That
We've raised him since he was living with the wolves.
That's so very touching on St. Patrick's Day to get a call like this.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. You guys are like my adoption fathers. And also, I drove by Scott the Dwarf.
Yes.
He was nothing like I thought he would look like.
What do you mean? He's a dwarf wearing a leprechaun suit.
Well, okay. First of all, for some reason, I thought he would have a big, thick, black bush of hair.
Oh, really?
And like this, like a big, I thought he would look like Rob A.
He has a very close-cropped haircut. Well, let me see if I can get him in on this. Scotty, can you hear this?
Yes, I can. And I do have a big, black bush of hair, but it's not where you look, mister.
He's getting wound up, ladies and gentlemen.
So you're not a natural blonde, Scott?
Screw you, too!
Hey, I love you, man.
I love you, man.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Right. I want to give you a big kiss on the head. I'm going to come back and give you a kiss on the head. And I also thought you had a big, big black beard.
Hello?
Who cares?
He thought he'd have a big black beard like Rob.
Well, I don't. Get over it.
Goodbye. I hung up on that guy, Scotty.
Big bushy black hair do like Rob and a big black beard like Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Man.
Hello, Don.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, sir.
Buzz.
Hi.
How do you say better?
Come on, don't go through a roll call. Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, I had a question about the crickets.
Yes.
The other night I was watching Leno, and there was a girl on there.
Leno.
The Jay Leno show?
Jay Leno.
Hey, Leno.
Please, the correct pronunciation, Leno.
Okay.
And I was Lederman.
Watching Mr. Leno, and this young starlet, I think she's in something, Zoe, Jack, and Jane, or something like that, some new sitcom.
Mm-hmm. That's an awful show on the WB. It's like a ripoff of Friends.
Could be.
You get extra credit for knowing that.
Every time she said something stupid, which was frequent, she'd go, cricket? Cricket? Are the crickets going to attack me now? And I wondered if it was from listening to your show or where they...
Well, that'd be very tough since we're not on Los Angeles, which is where I'm guessing she makes that show.
And crickets have always been, you know, that's the term for silence.
Yeah,
reaction.
I wish we could say that we made that up.
But I do think that we've taken the crickets and we've elevated them to a new statement. You
we've
know?
Done more with the crickets than Buddy Holly did, that's for sure.
Well, that's true. And,
if only he had lived.
In a plane crash, either.
The Big Bopper.
Ah, yes.
Oh, no, he wasn't the Big Bopper, but he was one of the people that Don McLean sang about, right?
Yeah, the Big Bopper. It was Buddy Holly and also
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens.
La Bamba.
And then Lynyrd Skynyrd died in a plane crash.
Right.
Jim Croce died in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm. La, 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 la.
Am I king of the plane crashes now?
Rick Nelson.
Oh, that's right, Ricky Nelson.
La, 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 la.
Oh, Mike doesn't like me.
You're not, you're going on a plane next time.
Sorry. Forgot about that. Sorry. But you're not a rock star.
I'm a karma chameleon.
You're a DJ star, Mike.
You come and go.
And as far as I know, no DJ stars have been killed in airplanes. I take it back. I know one that was.
Really?
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
It's usually from smoking and drinking.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, Mike doesn't do either of those, Buzz.
No, that's the way I'm going to go that way. You know, that's not a bad way to go, really, when you think about it. If your number comes up and it's like, why? Well, it was due to excessive smoking and excessive drinking. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. What?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
His inner government wasn't working.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
Hey, you don't like those clean-shaven ones?
No, I don't, sir.
Neither do I. I do not like the smooth look.
You don't like the smooth?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man, what do you like, a big hairy bush?
Yes, you must know. Yes, I do. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Otis Redding.
Big and unruly.
Right.
Otis Redding, another one.
Otis Redding died in a plane crash?
Yep, and he was smooth. Totally smooth.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I like that joke, man. I've been laughing ever since the guy said the joke.
Really? Well.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
You like that, too?
Are you some kind of moron? Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hey, hold on. Let me go back outside. Hey, Scotty. You tell Big Gum Jim he has to come kiss your head. He can't just
Big
rub your
Gum
head.
Big Gum Jim, Don Mike, say, come back and kiss my head.
I just saw Big Gum Jim walk by just kind of playfully...
He's denying me.
Toss his hair.
Get ugly ass back here
and
kiss my head.
Yeah.
For free.
When you were working here... Oh, here we go. Oh, he did... Oh my God, he's raping his head.
Oh, my God.
Big Gum Jim has just gone to town on Scotty's head.
Can you get...
what the hell was that?
Can you get pyorrhea on your forehead? A little gingivitis on your skin.
If I start getting Big Gums after this, I'm really going to be pissed.
When you were our intern, was Big Gum Jim working here?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're not unfamiliar with him.
No, I am not. I'm a big fan of Big Gum Jim's.
Boy, I tell you, you could, you guys, perhaps we'll put you in a Laurel and Hardy costume.
I'm just thinking, they're like a good vaudeville act, right? Yeah, the very tall guy and the very short guy.
Yeah, get a couple of tuxedos and top hats, you know, put them out on stage, putting on the Ritz.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. That's what, all the sissy guys that are calling, if that area wasn't functional, no one would find it attractive. I don't care what anyone says.
All right, thank you. Let me check back with our leprechaun to ask him about that. Scott?
Yes?
Do you find that area of the body beautiful or ugly? And I'm not...
See, that's where my eyes are at all the time. I would say very beautiful.
Beautiful.
An expert. And it smells terrific.
There you go.
And Scott, he's back on the show today. Scott, the angry dwarf.
Yep.
He's assuming the position right now in front of Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters at 10800 Main Street, Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia.
And we were all discussing he hasn't lost his elfin edge.
Not a bit.
Yeah. He's got a big pile of supplies out on the street with him now.
Good.
Good.
And he's got a pocket full of $1 bills. Come by, kiss his head for good luck for St. Patrick's Day, and he will give you some off-color greeting.
Sure, a nice kind word from Scott the Leprechaun.
Hi, Scott. He's very angry out there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with
us. 9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several would be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did I?
Nine.
Yeah. Nine. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just kind of catch up on a little, little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. Okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No, I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. That's all right.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my...
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
Occasional A-holes. Don and Mike.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You saying she wasn't a hottie?
Absolutely not. She was nasty.
Oh, really? Like really? From a distance?
Can you say white trash?
She looked cute from the back. She looked like she had a nice outfit on. She came over. She was chatting with you, kissing your head and stuff.
And she had pimples all over her face.
Oh, all right.
Wow, okay. Well, that nipped that in the butt.
I forgot how much I love your honesty, Scott. Scott the Angry Dwarf's costume today is courtesy of Masters. We want to thank both Duke, and Wenda. They always help us out with the costumes. They're in area code 703, phone number 354-7500.
And I know I speak
for the... Now, you tell me if she's hot or not.
No.
Oh, this lady is just rubbing her boobs in Scott's face.
Really?
Yeah, what's... Can I give her $2 for that one?
Yes, you got to interview her, Scott.
Oh, she pulled a hair on my nipple.
She just was grabbing him. You got to interview her and find out her name and stuff.
Hey, what's your name? Beth, is it cold out here? No, Beth. Oh, okay. That's just where I'm looking, Beth. Hey, Beth, don't run away. No. Take care, sweetie. Yeah, baby.
Take care, sweetie. I was going to say, I want to thank the entire staff, on behalf of the entire staff. Scott gave his little crotch grab as he turned around. We were all standing at the window, looking out on the street, and he sees us looking at him, and he turns around, and at first he gives us a smile and a wave, and then the hand
goes... He just gave me one. I just saw it.
The hand right to the crotch.
Now... A lot of girls coming up to you during that commercial set, weren't they? Did you have a whole big group of women?
Yeah. They wanted to go to bed with me, though. I turned them down.
Yeah, well, you're very discriminating, aren't you, Scott?
Absolutely.
Good man.
All right, that is Scott the Dwarf, and he's out front, Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. Now, listen, Scott is a man of his word.
Yeah, Scott was here on time, ready to go. Mm-hmm.
Put out the word. We said it's been a couple of years since Scott was our intern on the show. I'd love to have him back. If he could work it into his schedule, he came by, man of his word. Let me now show you
the opposite of that.
Yes, a man who completely let us down today.
Hello?
Hey, Gavin, how's it going?
Hello, Dennis.
Very punctual, Dennis.
I wanted to call you at the right time because there's a bikini contest, and I had a whole bunch of women by my side, but they all left.
Oh, so you wouldn't be calling us at the right time.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. That didn't make any sense.
They have a bikini contest at this bar called Ocean Breeze.
And that's where you are now in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, Ocean Breeze.
Yeah.
And they had a bikini contest, and a lot of girls were sitting at this booth.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yes, I got sleep.
Hold on. Say hi to Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, look, I'm going to speak.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Scott, have you thrown up yet?
Have I what?
Have you thrown up yet?
Did I throw up yet?
Yeah.
No, I'm cool.
Okay, because you know what happened last time.
Did you get laid yet?
You
want to have a battle of wits?
Touché.
All right, now, Dennis, explain to me how it is that you were with a bunch of bikini women. You're supposed to call the show at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is,
you're over an hour late calling in.
An hour late.
More like an hour and a half late.
No, he was on hold like at 4:15.
Oh, okay.
It's just we were in the middle of stuff with Scott.
Check that, an hour and 15 minutes late.
The bikini contest was over, and they had all the girls sitting in the booth, and I called you at the right time, but you were doing something else.
No, I was never up on the screen that you called in.
I know, but I called you at 4:10.
Right now, hold on. You called at 4:10. You were supposed to call at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I know, God, but nothing will happen at 3 o'clock. You wanted me to call when a lot of people were around.
No, I don't think that was ever said.
No, you're just supposed to call at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Just to give us an update.
Why else am I paying for your gas and for your fast food meals? And for your hotel?
Now, there's nothing going on now, right?
No.
Of course not.
No.
So what did it matter?
This is an abortion, sending Dennis Murphy down to Daytona Beach. This is awful.
Is everybody gone now? Is the place empty?
Everybody's outside doing contests. I've thrown the football in the hoop, doing golf, doing a golf game, and doing a couple other things for shirts and prizes.
So are you once again in a very dark corner of the bar?
Yeah, because
you had a whole day to find a place with a phone.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that.
How come you're not outside, like, in an area where you can see people?
There's no telephones. You know, if I have a cell phone...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There are no pay phones in Daytona Beach where people...
No. There's no pay phones in the beach area, you know, where all the girls walk.
But what about, like, on a deck? Or what about... I mean, I'm sure if you check... How many places did you scope out?
I scoped out three.
There are three...
You scoped out
three places in Daytona Beach for spring break?
In 24 hours?
Three places that were busy, that people were drinking.
What time did you go to sleep last night?
I was in bed at 9 o'clock.
Hold on. Let me talk to someone who's doing their job. There's Scott out there. Oh, Scott with some children. Oh, did they not want to say hi to you, Scott?
No. I told her mom to use protection next time.
A whole big family went walking by, a lady with about five kids.
They're running away now. They saw the leprechaun.
All right, now, Dennis...
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me doodle this through. You're telling me that there are no payphones on the beach area or on the pier area anywhere in Daytona Beach.
I'm telling you, Don. You know how in Ocean City you have payphones at each block?
On the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the boardwalk.
Right.
Well, they have a concrete walk, and there's no payphones outside where I've been calling you from.
What about like from a beach area? Like a pool deck, like a party deck.
There are, but it's inside though.
Well, no. Then a pool deck or a party deck would not be outside. Inside, rather, that would be outside.
I know, but the thing is, there's a pool deck, but no phone. No. I need a cell phone. That's my biggest.
Oh, well, listen. What am I supposed to do? Give you my cell phone, for goodness sakes? I'm already paying for your gas, paying for your hotel, paying for your fast food.
No, God. No. It's my fault.
Now, hold on.
I have a cell phone.
Hold on a second. You want to yell at me?
Yo, what's up, man?
You want to yell at me?
Yo, this is Metacom. I just want to say, much respect for y'all. I've been listening to y'all brothers since seventh grade, yo.
Right, yo.
Y'all my Mickey Fickies.
But why does it say here you want to holler at me?
No, I'm saying, y'all should have gave my homeboy Dennis a cell phone.
Oh, please, what am I supposed to do, go down there and wipe his ass for him, too? Listen, I'm positive that there are payphones in the Daytona Beach area near the area where all the people are partying. I'm positive there are payphones in that area.
That Dennis pimped the cell phone.
What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you because I was hearing the traffic outside from Scott the Dwarf.
Let Dennis pimp with a cell phone.
Well, he didn't bring a cell phone.
And frankly, I've given him enough on this trip. I'm not going to give him my cell phone.
And if he thought ahead, perhaps, you know, he's had a job, a successful job as a temp, perhaps he should have his own cell phone.
Now, listen, you know what? This is a moot point because there are payphones in Daytona Beach.
Or at least like on a bar deck. Or you could walk up to a bartender and say, hey, I'm going to be on a nationally syndicated show. Can I use your phone to make a collect call or a toll-free call?
Here's a lady in Florida calling us right now. Hello. Where are you calling from in Florida?
Tampa.
You ever been to Daytona?
Yeah, I have. Actually, the reason I'm calling is I was wondering if I could salvage some of his trip and have Dennis come over here. I'll take him out to dinner and take him to the world-famous Mons Venus.
Oh, yeah. Nudie Club?
The strip bar.
Yeah.
I actually think he's going to Knoxville for the Final Four tomorrow night, or the Sweet 16.
Final Four's here in St. Petersburg.
I mean, he's going to Knoxville first for the Sweet 16.
Oh, is he coming for the Final Four?
You know, it'd be interesting to see which means more to Dennis, going to a strip bar with a woman or going to see his Maryland Terrapins.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Sure.
When you've been to Daytona, are there payphones?
Yeah, well, okay, I got to agree with you guys there. Dennis, there's payphones.
Okay, all right.
Payphones, like, out on the beach?
Yeah, well, no, not on the beach.
But, like, on their boardwalk, that concrete walkway they have down there?
Right, but I was also thinking, if he goes up to someone and tells them he's a major effing star, then they'll let him use their cell phone.
Well, no, but just please, there are payphones there, right?
Yes, Don.
It's not... Okay, don't talk to me like I'm crazy. I'm just trying to find out. See, I don't believe, Dennis, that there are no payphones at all in Daytona Beach where young co-eds are frolicking.
Right.
I don't believe him. Hold on a second, please. Hold on a second.
Gone. I'm telling you the truth. I could sound a payphone on the boardwalk. I would be calling you from the boardwalk.
Do you approach people and say, "Hey, you know, I'm with the nationally"? Why can you only do this with radio stations? You can walk into a radio station completely cold and say, "I'm Dennis from the Don and Mike Show." Why can't you do it like to a bartender down there?
I should have done. I'll go ahead and
clarify. Open bar. Anybody recognized you, Dennis?
No, but people say, who's Dennis Murphy?
But see, my point is that although there might not be phones per se on the actual boardwalk or on the actual beach area, there certainly are payphones within sight lines
of people,
of young co-eds frolicking, playing volleyball, dousing their breasts with big things of ice-cold water, with young, studly college guys playing volleyball. There have to be payphones within sight lines of those events.
Okay, within sight lines, but, no problem.
All right, Dennis, tell us where you're calling from right now. Describe where you are.
Okay, right now, I'm in the Ocean Breeze Bar. They just finished up with a bikini contest. And if people are listening...
No. Describe where you are.
Okay.
Hold on, please. More guys are coming up to kiss Scott now.
You want to buy it for a buck?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sweetie pie.
You're listening now to men kissing Scott the Dwarf's head.
Thank you very much, guys.
Some of those kisses are real sloppy.
Now, Scott, is this girl hot?
Oh, all right, guys, see you later.
There's a fiery redhead out
there.
Here's
some money. Here. Hold on.
Right, Scott's giving them all their dollars.
Take care. Lose some weight. All right.
Hi. I've just turned on the radio station.
Oh, cool.
But I missed what's going on.
You have to kiss my ass for a dollar.
No, tell me the truth, Scott.
All right, you just have to kiss my head. Here, would you like to kiss my head for a dollar?
For good luck.
I'm not going to beg.
And which head is that?
Believe me, I've seen you up close. I don't need to beg.
Which head is that?
I said, and which head is that?
Whichever one she likes.
Whichever one you want, baby. Go ahead.
Now, explain to her that you give her the dollar. Oh, there you go.
What's your name?
I'm Jennifer.
Jennifer, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I can tell. I can tell by the way you locked up a little bit there, Scotty, that she's a hottie.
Yeah, she's quite easy on the eyes. Are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm single.
Really? She's Irish. She's got red hair. Does she have freckles?
Yes, she has freckles. Are you Irish? You have red hair.
I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish, but I'm a redhead.
Ask her if she's a natural redhead.
Are you a natural redhead?
I am a true redhead, yes.
Have you ever made love to a dwarf?
Oh. No, cannot say I have.
All right, Don and Mike, I'll see you guys in about 15 minutes.
Okay, Scott, he takes care of business.
Yeah, he sure does.
You could learn something from him, Dennis Murphy. You hear that?
Yeah.
You hear how a true professional's out there handling his duties?
I ask so.
Oh, hold on. Let me hear Scott do his job excellently again.
Thank you.
And now here's a lady in her car stopping to say hi to Scott.
Hey, get in her car, Scott. Just get in the car. Let me hear you get in the car.
Hey. Man. You're sweet.
Guys, this is getting pretty cool. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Lisa's looking hot. Hey, you want to flash me a breast?
He's getting happy.
Oh, she did.
Lisa.
She did.
Thank
Yay.
You, Lisa.
She did. You. Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
Way to go, Scotty.
Hold on.
It's good to be Scott.
Dennis, you hear that?
It's good to be a dwarf.
You hear that, Dennis? You're down at spring break and you couldn't get a girl to take her top off. Scott is dressed like a leprechaun out front of our radio station, just got a girl to flash him.
Scott's a lucky one and I'm an unfortunate one.
Hey, Dennis, was that the only phone location that you found?
How you going? You want to talk to DJs, Don and Mike? Come here, lady.
There he goes with that stellar introduction that will make people just flock to the phone.
She's going to the bathroom, but she'll be right out.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Dennis Murphy. Do you want to talk to two DJs?
Dennis Murphy really painting a picture for us. You're the Vince Scully of this show. Okay. Making us really see exactly firsthand exactly what spring break is like, Dennis.
Okay, I'm in the Ocean Breeze restaurant, and I'm in the back of the bar.
And I asked you before, is that the only phone that you found?
The only phone that I found here, but the other phone that I can find.
What?
Let me go to another bar, and I can get you some co-ed.
All right, Dennis, just let me make sure you understand the assignment.
Okay.
The assignment is that you were supposed to go down to Daytona.
Yes.
Go to a populated area.
Yes.
Find a payphone.
Yes.
Call us. Describe what was going on. Give us a taste of the event. If possible, get a girl maybe to show you her boobs.
Yes.
And you've done none of that. You're in the back of a bar.
I know.
Did you enjoy the bikini contest, Dennis?
Yes, I did. And I was going to try to get the bikini women to come back here so they could talk to you.
So you knew about the contest in advance?
Oh, no. I was just walking. I was like, bikini contest. Let me go there.
At what time was the bikini contest at?
Actually, it was around 3:45, and it finished got around 4:00.
Have you been walking up and down the boardwalk there, or whatever the concrete walk?
Yes, I've been walking up and down.
Hold on, please, Dennis. Hold on, please. Scott's got another hot redhead out.
Now, this is the same redhead. I think she's attracted to me now.
Oh, it's the same redhead.
Yeah. Yep.
You ought to see if she'll flash you, Scott.
Will you flash me?
Will I flash?
Yeah.
Oh,
who cares? I don't want to see your boss's breast. I want to see yours.
Hold on, Dennis. Be quiet, please.
No, actually, I'm having my dancing debut Sunday evening, though.
Oh, good. Yeah, hey, Dennis, this is the little star. Be quiet for a minute, will you?
There's the competition factor. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What did she say? Is she a professional?
Are you saying you're a professional dancer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, then, take it off.
I'll be at the Crystal City restaurant Sunday evening.
Tell her she doesn't get any plugs unless she shows up.
No plugs until you show me something.
All right, now here's a very tall man.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Good, man, good. You want to kiss my head for $1?
I love you.
Cheap bastard. There you go. You're looking mighty cute.
Are you guys coming down there or what?
All right. Woo! All right.
Are you? Is there a woman on Dennis's phone?
Yes. Hello?
Hello? Hey, guys.
Hold on there, Dennis.
You got to kiss my head. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't look down their shirt when they... Wait, one more time. Okay, one more time.
He's getting into his job.
Wait a minute, one more time.
Now he's getting his girls just to kiss him over and over again.
One more time. Wait, one more time. One more time. This is it. One more time.
Oh, yeah. And now listen, Scott, the guy in the soccer shirt has to kiss your head, too.
Yeah, who cares about him?
Come on. All right. Equal opportunity offender.
Ugly bastard. Give me a
freak. There you go.
Here's your dollar.
Okay, here. One more time.
One more time.
Are you telling them all Happy St. Patrick's
Day? What? Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And you. Wait, one more time.
One more time.
Holy cow. How they, like, paint your pants on? Nice to meet you, too. Don't go changing just to please me.
By the way,
I got a real winner here, guys. Hold on.
Okay, well, what's he saying to you?
I don't know. What?
Jim Sheridan.
It's Jim Sheridan. Okay, Jim, how you doing? That's good. Hey, what do you need to say?
I was going to say something to you personally.
Hey, my world is an open book. If you want to say something to me personally, you have to say it on the air. Go ahead.
I met Scott about 7 or 8 years ago.
All right, that's enough, Jim. Take care.
I was riding my bike. I gave you a ride on the handlebars.
You gave me a ride on my handlebars?
Hey, Scott?
Yeah.
Do you have his baseball?
Have you seen my baseball? You know, now I'm getting the idea. You know, we should have done. We should have sent Scott down to Daytona Beach
in a leprechaun suit.
And we should have just dressed Dennis up and let him stand out in front of the radio station.
Sure. Who knew? Okay.
Yeah, Dennis, hello. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what's happening in Daytona Beach, Dennis?
Women walking along the boardwalk, which I can't get to. And, God. Oh, geez.
So I guess your report's going to be like 15 minutes of going, oh, gee.
No. Let me call you from another happening place.
All right, that's a good idea.
Okay, and I'll try to call from the bar area so you can talk to some people that...
Dennis, listen, don't go to a bar. Just try to find a phone booth that's outside where you can see people and you can comment on what's happening.
Okay, I will comment. I'm a great commenter. I don't paint a good picture, but I have to try to paint a good picture.
Okay, all right. All right, call us back.
Good luck, Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye. Daytona Dennis, live at Spring Break.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that I let you down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Bye, Dennis.
Bye.
Bye.
What a loser.
Let's find out where he calls from next.
What a loser.
Maybe there'll be a pool table nearby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank
good.
You.
Good. Hey, instead of Scott out there saying Happy St. Patty's Day, I think he needs to start saying Lingua Mi Hueso.
Was that Spanish?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Lick my bone.
Lick your what?
Lick my bone.
Lick my bone?
Yeah.
Scott, do you want to say lick my bone in Spanish?
Linguini amasso? What?
Linguami hueso.
Linguami con peso. Hey, linguani con peso.
All right, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. You know, I used to be a big Dennis supporter, but I think it's time to shoot him.
Okay, all right. Okay, they're weighing in now, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, he's not angry enough. What's the matter with you, you little freak, you little short bastard? Aren't you angry enough, you jerk? Start drinking!
Listen here, you sawed-off peckerhead.
All right, out there?
I'm in 10800 Main Street, and I'll kick your ass! You freaking moron!
Oh, I love it. Hey, jerky, listen, I'll lick your head, but I got one question.
What?
Are you circumcised?
Absolutely not.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
There you go.
Jerk.
Goodbye.
It's getting festive, isn't
Man.
It?
Turning out to be a show and a half today.
Yeah.
That's Scott outside, Dennis in Daytona.
All right, it's all happening.
Me and Mike are here in the luxurious studios.
Yes, we are here in control now, gentlemen.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for... young people coming up into the field. A lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there? Anything else? Anything you can do?
Pressure under fire. Mm-hmm. Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I passed that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man Duke Zebert by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Now, this is not a scene out of some weird movie outside.
It is so adorable.
Scott has been out there meeting and greeting people. He's got about 100 people out there today with all these different people kissing his head. Now he's out there with what looks like a group of first graders.
Yeah, it looks like a first grade class or a preschool class that's out there.
This is pretty cool.
Now, Scott, who's is there a teacher or a...
Yeah, there's some... Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
Hi, how you doing? I'm Reagan.
Reagan, and are these all your kids?
Oh, I wish, but no, I just take care of them.
Oh, a daycare center.
Is this a daycare center?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. What daycare yet?
We're right next door on Main Street.
Oh, nice. And yeah, and there's like a bunch of kids here. This is what St. Patrick's Day is all about, because you kids are cool.
He's great with kids.
This is where Scott turns into the nice dwarf.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
First and foremost, he's a pro.
Unless you want me to moon him.
No.
Okay.
Oh, maybe.
No.
That would give them the hideous night terrors.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And are the kids getting into you there, Scott?
Yeah.
Are they liking this?
Yeah, some of them are kind of standoffish, but most of them are, like, shaking my hand.
Why don't you see if you can get them all to say, hi, Mr. Leprechaun.
Okay. On the count of three, say, hi, Mr. Leprechaun, okay? Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Hi, Mr. Leprechaun!
That's cool, you guys.
Now get them to say, Lucky Charms are magically delicious.
Now, can you say, Lucky Charms are magically delicious?
Lucky Charms!
Too many syllables there.
So there won't be the Tabernacle Choir, but hey, that's all right. We don't mind.
Now, if you could get them to say one more thing.
Yeah.
Dennis is a failure.
Yeah, there you
okay.
go. Top of their lungs. Dennis is a failure.
On the count of three, say, Dennis is a failure. One, two, three.
Dennis is a failure.
Yeah. and the teacher's closing her eyes like she can't believe that she said that.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
You that guys are great.
Now, do they all want to kiss your head?
Do you guys all want to kiss my head for good luck? Okay, that's where the fun stops, guys.
No,
you only pulled it so far, you know what I mean?
I just turned one of you. No, make the magic go away.
No.
All right, well, Scott, you're good with the kids. Why don't you give each of the kids a dollar? You still got enough money left to get all the kids a dollar?
Yeah, I should. Hold on 1 second.
All right, listen, let's take some calls while Scotty's out there with his class of kids.
I love that reaction. You want to kiss the leprechaun? No.
No.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, hello.
Hi. First of all, I just want to say the guy who answers the phones is an ass for calling me the share girl. Second of all, I wanted to say that I would kiss Scott the Angry Dwarf's head any way and where he wanted.
Well, you do sound like the share lady.
I don't know. I don't hear your show that often, but, you know, I'm from Massachusetts. I don't know if she's from Massachusetts or not.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
So this would be this would be your second time calling the show today?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You're so serious. You think I'm the share lady?
Well, Mike just asked the question. Is this your second time you called?
No.
Well, the lady that was accused of being the share lady called earlier.
She called the first time. I called once, and the guy hung up on me because he said, no, you're the share lady.
Oh, now I understand. Okay. All right. So somebody misidentified you as the share lady.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so that's all I wanted to say. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Good call.
Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
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 Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
How exciting. I wanted to get my birthday spanking.
Ah, baby. Ooh.
Baby,
love
to do
that.
I'm here with my girlfriend, and I wanted to make sure she was around, so she's on the other line. So
are you girls lesbians?
Well, she's my lover, and she's my roommate. So
lovers. That could be a song, lovers and roommates.
Well, how about a birthday kiss before we give you your birthday spank?
Okay, come here, baby. Come here.
How long you two kids been together?
A year.
A year?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on just a second, lesbians.
Oh, okay.
I see. Scott, who you got out there now?
This is a lady that's doing she's like a semi-wannabe reporter, I think, for a school newspaper.
All right, well, go ahead. Let her interview you, sir.
All right. Go ahead. Interview me.
Hold on there, please, lesbians.
All right. Talk away.
Interview you also as kind of a dwarf, also besides being a St. Patrick's Day gnome, if that's all right.
A St. Patrick's Day gnome.
Does she have any questions for you, Scott?
Okay, do you have any questions for me? Go ahead.
Do you think you get more chicks than the average guy?
Do I get more chicks than the average guy? One word, yes. Next question.
She wants you, Scotty.
Okay.
Has she kissed your head yet, Scott?
Have you kissed my head yet? No, I don't think you have. Kiss my head and then we'll talk.
I heard that one.
Next question.
Thank you. Thank you for the dollar. Need that for dinner. Oh, hey, this is more of like, I don't know, a scientific question, I guess. Do you think your internal organs are the normal size of...
Well, hold on, let me show you.
No, tell her the truth. Tell her the truth about your job.
Tell her the truth. They're gigantic. They're huge.
Yes, they're huge. Hold on.
Oh, wait.
I just went... Yes, I'm huge, humongous.
Huge kidneys, massive liver.
It's like this big. You couldn't even put your hands around it. Now she's trying to, a little bit.
She's out there now holding her hands apart.
Right,
there. She's really, all she cares about is the size of his thing.
Yeah, I think, he's attracted. She's attracted to him.
And balls the size of bowling balls. Write that down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Now what news organization is
what
she
news
with?
Organization are you with?
I'm with James Madison High School. Rob A. might know it.
Oh, you're talking that way to a high school girl.
Rob's alma mater.
Oh, boy.
Career day, he came to our school. And everyone wanted him to say nice push, but he never did.
Hey, Rob, it's a Madison girl.
Yes,
Rob
A. Well.
Rob A., this girl is for you.
Yeah, I bet she graduated.
You shouldn't have been talking to her about your genitals and stuff. She's only a high school girl.
I know.
Yeah, be careful, Scott.
Are you over 18?
I'm 17 and a half.
You sent her away.
And you're asking me about my package?
Send her away.
Get out of here. Oh. Be gone.
Oh. All right, who else you got out there, Scott?
Okay, what's your name, buddy? Patrick, you want to kiss my head for a buck?
I wonder if she's cute.
All right.
Hold on there, lesbian.
You're a little underage, but... Thank you, man. Hi.
Mom.
You're who?
His mom.
You're his mom? Oh, you want to give me a kiss?
Yeah.
All right. You kiss a lot better than your son, let me tell you that, sweetie. There you go. All right.
Scott the Angry Dwarf making all kinds of friends out front of our radio station today.
Meanwhile, we have the Witches of Eastwick on the phone here.
Oh, yeah, let me turn down Scott's sound. Let's go back to the lesbians now. Hello, lesbians.
Hello.
That's it. Eastwick.
You know, when I said that, I just...
We need a third party for that, honey.
I just picture you guys, like, writhing around on a giant, like, sofa.
Well, actually, she's in a white satin robe in the backyard, and she's been kind of flashing me.
There you go.
Who are the celebrities that you lesbians... Who are the celebrities you think you most resemble?
We were talking about this before we got on the line. I would say she's a cross between Cameron Diaz and Helen Hunt.
Oh, what Diaz, buddy. Hunt, buddy.
She has much, much longer hair. It goes to her behind.
And what about you?
Well, I'd say Catherine Zeta-Jones, a little less ethnic. Got the dark hair.
Oh, yeah. A couple of
baby. I bet you couldn't enter our ugly breast contest, could you?
No, baby.
We'll be the judge of that.
All right, well, whose birthday is it today?
It's mine. My name's Loren.
Loren, and how old are you, Loren?
I'm 24.
24. All right, I'm going to pull out my big skillet.
Oh, baby.
And if you don't mind it, please give it some attention. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because it'll be hard today to ignore the grotesque shillelaghs that I'll be hitting you with.
Okay. If you would pull down your pants, are they down already?
Oh, baby, I don't have any underpants on.
Oh, baby. There we go. I got out the frying
pan. I've been waiting for you. I'm here in my robe. My girlfriend's here in her robe. We've just been waiting.
All right, well, bend over then.
Okay, baby.
Here we go. And one. Two. Three. Finally, a girl who respects a nice skillet. Four. Five. Six. Seven. I can't hear you. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, here we go. Let me free these up here. Tough to carry these two clubs around, I'll tell you right now.
12.
Hello.
13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23. 24.
I'm all dizzy.
Look at these things.
Your hands are bloody,
you.
Mike.
My God, I worked hard.
Happy birthday.
Oh, I thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hold on. You just heard the sound of another woman kissing Scott's head outside.
Sounded like a wet kiss.
Yeah, that was nuts. One more time? Yeah. Okay, guys, this girl is hot.
She's pretty cute, Scott.
Yay. Man, you ain't kidding. What's your name?
Whitney.
Whitney. Whitney, do you ever make love to a dwarf?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
I'll tell you something. You know, with your wife being pregnant, Scott, you used to have the very quick follow-up to that question.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to mellow out now.
I believe the follow-up was, would you like to try now?
Would you like to try now?
No.
Oh, I was denied.
I think you're getting an elfin boner out there.
What?
Right. You know, this was supposed to be just people coming by and kissing his head, but it's turned once again into the Scott sex show out there.
Scott the Dwarf street orgy.
All right, now who are you talking to now, Scott? It's a guy in an Adidas jacket.
It's Homo Joe, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Homo Joe.
Take care, guys.
Homo Joe.
What a surprise.
Hey, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Joe.
Don and Mike, say hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
I bet you'd really like to...
Cute as ever.
I bet you'd like to kiss his head.
I bet you want to kiss my head, don't you, Homo Joe? Oh, he says all of them.
Oh, dear.
You wouldn't be offended with a gay man kissing your head, right?
Absolutely not.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that took a little too long.
That's all right.
We've seen him do worse at our Las Vegas style.
Yeah. Oh. Like, okay, go ahead. Kiss his head. 1-1000. 2-1000.
Homo Joe just won't go away.
I think he used the tongue.
Okay, tell him to go away now.
All right, go away, Homo Joe, they say. All right, take care. There you go.
Go away.
Oh, look, someone's brought him another big bottle of water.
Oh, fantastic.
Scott will not be thirsty out front.
And I think that, you know, it's a testament to Scott that he hasn't gone to the bathroom yet. I think that speaks to the internal organs question that was asked.
I am holding back.
Drink up.
I am. I got one going right here.
Who's telling you?
Okay, now Whitney is...
Hey, his girl Whitney that he's in love with.
His girlfriend.
Okay. Now Whitney's hassling me here. Because I'm not drinking enough, she said.
Scott, I want to tell you, you're not paying enough attention to the traffic. You're paying too much attention to your girlfriend, Whitney.
Okay, Whitney, I'm paying too much attention to you. Get out of here.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Go back to doing your dance and you know, saying that. There he goes. There he is. Woo! There he is.
How about a cartwheel?
Yes! Screw you, too!
Oh, my. Yeah, now he's giving him the finger. Now he's outside wearing his leprechaun suit, just giving people the finger. Oh, my God. He does a show and a half.
He's the angry leprechaun, the argumentative leprechaun.
All right, here comes a group of young roughies. And they are giving him more
cans of water, Mike.
Cans of water.
He's getting so much water.
So much
need help, guys.
So much water. Do those guys want... There you go.
I want a dollar now.
You cute bunch of guys, you. Here you
all right,
go.
Give them their dollars.
All right.
Give them their dollars.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Send them on their way.
Hello. Oh, hold on a second. We got a Murphy sighting on one of these lines.
He found another location.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello?
I'm calling you from Fat Tuesdays.
Fat Tuesdays. Now, that sounds like a good time waiting to happen.
A good time waiting to happen.
All right, we're switching gears now. We're going back to our continuing coverage of Spring Break 99 with Daytona. Dennis Murphy.
What? I dropped the phone, guys. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I'm here in Fat Tuesdays. A bunch of people are having a drink. And from a distance, I can see the ocean.
All right, now we're getting closer now. From a distance, he can actually see the ocean.
Yes. By 200 yards.
200 yards.
I can see cars driving past.
And lots of co-eds in the bar?
Lots of guys and one girl. You want a couple?
What are you, in a gay bar?
No. Hey, I got some co-eds. I just walked in. You want cocoa?
Well, why don't you know you're supposed to be like the intermediate down there. You're supposed to
you're the ambassador of our show.
You're supposed to find the exciting people, talk to them, and then if they're really exciting, bring them to our attention.
Okay. Oh well. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think you've screwed up again yet. I mean, you're well on your way to screwing up again.
Oh, okay. No, but hold on. Hey, guys.
That was a mess.
I'm sure he's asking the "Do you want to talk to DJs?" question.
This is a mess. Hey, Dennis,
call back, Dennis. Call back, please. When you were in high school, Dennis, did you always forget your homework?
No.
All right, call back.
That's why I just packed it. Then
try to find a phone that's closer to the beach area. If you're 200 yards from the ocean, move closer to the water and try to find the phone.
Okay. I will. Dennis looking for good color. I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Right. Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
I'm sorry.
I know! Goodbye!
Bye.
Christ, I'm going to put that in your tombstone.
And like that, he's off.
I'm sorry.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's right, my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone?
The Don and Mike Show.
We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
It's time for Dialing for Transvestites with Robin.
Come on, Robin.
Oh, boy.
His alter ego of Dolores.
Where's Dolores?
With the minds of phone sex guys.
Dolores Bewack.
Lots of fun with Don and Mike and all-round eyes.
Oh, Dolores, it's been a long time since we've had you dial for transvestites.
Indeed it has, Don. Indeed it has.
Too long, great hair.
Very long.
What will you be wearing today, Dolores?
Well, it's springtime. So I'm feeling rather festive in my speckled Viking shorts.
Oh, fantastic. And what type of top are you wearing to go along with the speckled bike shorts?
Sort of a half top. Are you familiar with Britney Spears?
Oh, that look.
Yeah.
Tied at the midriff.
Yes.
Did you see those pictures of her on Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
Jesus H. Christ. And she's only 17, right?
Yes, right.
Speaking of a push-up bra.
Beware.
Baby.
Very dangerous.
And a child star, right? She was on Star Search?
That's right.
Here we go.
Calling the 1-900-GIVE-ME-SEX line.
Happy spring, Dolores.
Thank you. I'm always feeling festive in spring because I shed my layers of clothes.
And, of course, Dolores, all we ask is that you please let me tell the phone ho that she's on the air.
And
of course.
We hope the phone hosts don't laugh at Dolores because she hates that.
And, of course,
we want
you to ask them to make you eggs, you know, and slice the tomatoes again and again. You know what we like, Rob.
I do indeed.
Billing begins in 5 seconds after the tone. Unless you hang up now, you must be over 18.
Yes. Listen, cash call. We haven't done it yet today. I promise we will. It's $155. Look at that. Both Rob and Buzz and Mike are like trained animals going for their signs immediately. $155.
You are sure to give you
current cash call amount.
Satisfaction.
What?
Our girls know just the right things to do and say.
Baby.
And they're prepared to please you in every way they know how.
You like that, don't you, Dolores?
I'm sorry. I'm just lost thinking about the eggs.
What action you've been craving for.
You're making omelets today or just regular scrambled?
So I'll surprise you.
Oh, there you go.
Relax.
Okay.
Let us get you connected to some hot live phone action.
Come on. Please.
Press 1 to hear about how you can get 20% discounted off your bill. And also about our erotic club.
Just put it right through to the girls.
Special benefits. Press 2 to continue with the live program.
The live program.
Go one-on-one live.
Vaughn Will?
Listen to a selection of some of the hottest girls that you can choose from.
Just give us any girl.
Who can please you? Press 1.
Give us any girl.
Or to be instantly connected to any available hot and experienced
any girl. Any girl.
Who is waiting to please you right here.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Anytime during the menu. Press 0. Hi, sexy. Please stay on the line.
Oh, Dolores is not pleased with this much of a delay. Dolores, you like the rap, don't you?
I prefer the cool jazz they normally play.
Boy, this would take the lead right out of your pencil. Wouldn't it? You're calling up to talk to some fat chick who's going to say she's gorgeous?
Not me.
Gorgeous. God, you're gorgeous.
You are gorgeous. What footwear, Dolores? What type of footwear are you wearing today?
Candies.
What are you wearing?
Candies.
What are candies?
You know, those rubber-looking sandal shoes that Jenny McCarthy.
Candies. I used to give those away on my afternoon show. I really did. The jelly shoes.
That's what I'll say, then.
Jelly shoes.
That's
jelly shoes.
We like to party.
Pink.
Pink jelly shoes.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. You're on the air.
Damn, you have a deep voice.
I heard
you. Don't even try it.
What?
Who is this?
I don't know who this is, but I know who's on the other end of this line.
Really?
Yeah, you know who it is?
Who is it?
The luckiest girl in America.
Really?
Yes, because I'm calling up and I'm in a good mood because it's springtime.
Oh, baby.
Darling.
Talk to me, Big Daddy.
Yes, indeed.
What's your name?
My name is Dolores.
Your name is... You know what? I was going to say you sound gay.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, not in a bad way. I mean, hell. I mean...
Do you mean gay like happy?
No, I mean gay like you like a big ding-a-ling.
No.
That kind of gay.
My good woman. I'm straight. I just enjoy wearing women's clothes.
So who's that man?
What?
That's laughing with you. I hear a man laughing.
Don't
blame me.
Let me turn the TV down. Hold on.
Okay, you turn the TV down, but I still hear a man laughing, and it wasn't a damn TV.
What kind of TV?
That's okay.
Hey, are you breathing really hard?
I'm breathing very hard.
Are you out of breath? Lots of trips to the kitchen today.
I still hear... then don't even try it.
I'm not all about that.
Or should I say ma'am?
No. How stupid are you? I'm just a guy.
I'm not stupid.
No, I can tell that
already. I'm very open-minded. I have a cousin that's a transsexual. Isn't that what they always say?
I'm not a transsexual.
What?
Heard to make you some eggs.
Friend, not a transsexual. Well, I have a cousin who's a transsexual.
Blah, 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 blah. Not a transsexual. Do you get paid to listen?
I'm just showing you how tolerant I am and how open-minded I am. And I'm
heard to make you some eggs.
Speaking of open, why don't you go and open the refrigerator? Because we got some eggs to make.
I don't have anything left in there. I've eaten it all.
No, I'm afraid. I'm afraid if you look in there, there's going to be some ingredients.
Really?
Yes. All your fat ass over to the fridge and let's take a peek, shall we?
Okay, what are we gonna... Wait a minute.
Tell me when you get
there.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute, Dolores.
All right.
I know damn Skippy. That is a man I hear. It's a black man because I heard him talk before and he has a deep ass voice. Why are you playing me?
I think we got the
keep
bad connections.
Real. Keep it real. That's all I ask.
Hey,
I'm keeping
it real
with you.
You know what?
You
what is your name?
Me. What?
What is your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, it's all good.
Why is that good?
No, it's all good.
Oh, it's all good?
Yeah, it's all.
You better speak Ebonics. It's all good.
I'm not down with Ebonics. Are you at the fridge yet?
Yeah.
Open it up. What do you see? You are really out of breath. What is your height and weight? Just say that.
I'm going to call a different one, Ron.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Total pain in the ass.
Jesus. There was no one named Skippy.
That's right. She just wasn't very nice.
You know what? I think you and I better pipe down, because with all the stuff Dan's done on the telephones, I think even if I put the phones in audition, she can still hear.
Okay. Yeah, because we were hardly chortling.
No.
The second time when she thought that there was... someone else in the room.
But it was all good.
She wasn't letting you get a word in edgewise, Rob.
She loves to party and she loves to talk.
Mm-hmm.
She loves the party. She loves the party.
My name is... And her brother's a transsexual.
That's right. Or her cousin.
And who was the black man on the phone?
Just one-on-one.
I guess I'll take that as a compliment.
Hello, Dennis.
There's call
sex line. Per minute.
I call the sex line.
5 seconds after the tone. Unless you hang up now, you must be over 18.
We got to sit through all this crap again?
Yes.
Crime Communications. Our hot girls
hello.
Available.
This is Cody Gifford.
Right here and right.
Me so horny.
You selected the
mom's down at the bottom of the well.
Who are sure to give you pure satisfaction. Our girls know just the right things to do and
say. Mom, I am on the phone.
The
tone just went off, so we're being billed now. But you and Dodd have billions of dollars. So it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Black.
Do you want food down there at the bottom of the well, mommy?
Phone action. Press 1 to hear about how you're invited to become a member. In order to approve and activate your club member.
Zero.
Press 1 to listen to the name and address you just recorded. Press 1 if you want your magazine sent.
Oh,
congratulations.
On.
You're now a member of the Arrival
Club. All right, great. I'm a member of the club. Congratulations.
Discount and free magazine. To go one-on-one live and listen to a selection of some of the hot... Hello, I'm Dorothy.
No,
I'm a recent...
I pressed the wrong button.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Hello, my name is Karen. Hello. Please hold. We are now trying to connect you to the girl you requested.
There you go.
All right. Sorry about
that,
guys.
Good luck, Dolores.
Sorry,
guys.
The girl you requested is unavailable. Here is the next girl's voice sample.
She's fine.
Hello there. I'm Rebecca.
Please.
I'm 5'5" tall. I have long...
Please hold. We are now trying to connect you to the girl you requested.
Dolores and Rebecca. Perfect together.
Sorry, the girl you requested.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the next girl's voice sample.
Hello, this is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy from upstairs on the fourth floor.
Hi, Tammy.
Please stay on the line. You are now being instantly connected to one of
there we go. Beautiful. Oh, this music again. All right, let me tell them they're on the air, Robbie.
Right.
And then we're ready for Dolores.
And we'll keep it down.
The transvestite.
While you have them make eggs.
What a mess. How do you guys go through all this?
Well, you know what? Oh, sorry. Sorry to answer that question. Boy, did I slip up.
As if you knew.
Easier just to order a movie, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You'd be through by now.
It is, to answer your question again. Much easier.
Hello? Like, hello.
I just realized that song, We Like to Party. What's that song that used to go, the percolator song?
Popcorn. That was popcorn, hot butter.
Copyright infringement.
He's like, We Like to Party, sounds like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you could. You know, we did that with another song sometime where you could almost play the two songs. And
we like to party. No, I don't think so. I think I'll bring in my, sad to say, I have a copy of Popcorn Hot Butter.
I can't remember the last song that we did that with.
It was Huey Lewis and Ghostbusters that had the same I Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis.
Right.
Had the exact same guitar riff as Ghostbusters did.
Right.
And also that Offspring song about Hate That Bitch sounds just like Obla Di Obla Da by the Beatles.
That's right. That's right. But this song is A-OK.
How could anybody sustain an erection during this song? I mean, I am right now, but that's
for the show. Yeah, once you're off the air, that
always
goes away. But
always.
I understand what you're saying, like in your free time. You know,
if I was like at home or something.
Like I do, too.
Every day is erection day on the Don and Mike Show.
Now, I would say, I'm sure that Tammy is a fine girl, but it's a hell of a waiting game.
Pressing all the buttons.
And, you know, I'd like to say that the company being billed while we're listening to this fine music.
CBS.
That's the one fringe benefit of this.
As Tammy takes her sweet time.
Dolores is going to be angry if she finally gets through.
Hello? I called back. Maybe I'll call a different line. Because I don't want to sit through all that crap again on this line.
No.
Try one more.
Very good.
You want to try the nympho line?
Nymphos, yeah.
Log leg line, hot horny and married line, secretary line.
How about hot horny and married?
Hot horny and married. You got it.
Hot horny and married.
Yep.
Hold on a second. All waiting for you. For now, our special four girl show. Join Frida, Laura, Carrie, and Marcia.
This service is brought to you by Plus Services.
Okay.
If you're under 18 or do not wish to be billed, just $2.50 to
$4. This is the hot, horny, and married line.
This seems to me a little more competent. This
will be good.
A $3.99 connection fee will be added to the cost of this call.
Play here.
Yeah, absolutely. Like they're just getting to it.
Exactly, yes. The tone.
Well, is this it? We're connected already?
I guess.
If you're in a rotary phone, would you not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to a fantasy girl for one-on-one
time. I just
want
to say, this lady is sexy.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Using your touchdown phone, choose from our steamy and erotic five-choice menu.
It's a jive.
Number one for live one-on-one action with a beautiful, sexy, horny girl. To choose from our hot girl fantasy menu,
no, you don't want
to
do that.
To choose from our dominant menu, press 3. To choose
dominant menu, gotta go there.
But it's a menu.
Fantasy menu.
All right, just go to any girl.
Didn't touch anything. Press 5
to choose from our hot guy fantasy menu.
How about a hot guy?
Oh, I thought they connect you like right away with somebody if you don't have a menu.
I didn't press anything.
That's what they
said. Thank you, sexy.
You're welcome.
Remember, you can push the star key at any time to talk to a different fantasy girl.
Can't star key.
Please hold on a second as we connect you. I know you'll enjoy the call.
Little more short order than the last.
Hang up, darling. She'll be with you in just a
minute. They've got a TCB.
Thank you, sexy.
Then when you're sitting there.
Hello.
Donna, Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Bonnie. What's yours?
Hi, are you hot?
Very much. I'm really hot.
Are you horny?
Oh, yeah, sure, bad boy. Already asked me all kinds of that.
Are you married?
What's your name?
Are you hot, horny, and married?
Am I hot? Well, I'm married.
My name is Dolores.
Dolores?
Are you married?
Dolores, okay, well, yes, I am married. I've been married for 2 years now.
Does your husband Andy know that you do this job?
My husband Andy?
Yes, Mrs. Rice, does he know?
My husband's name is not Andy.
What's your husband's name?
No, he doesn't know I do this.
I see. It's very secretive.
Yes, most definitely.
Isn't it great that it's springtime?
Of course.
Aren't you excited that it's spring?
Of course I am.
You know it might be fun?
What?
If you ran to the kitchen to make me some eggs.
To make you some eggs?
Some Easter eggs.
Some Easter eggs? How
yes.
would you like them done?
I like them fried. Can't
and
you fry
you
me some eggs?
Them with?
What's that?
What do you want me to decorate them with?
No. Easter is just a figure of speech. These are going to be eaten eggs, not looking eggs. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't laugh.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, tell me when you get to the kitchen. Going to the kitchen. Have any ham? We've been eating ham with our eggs, won't we, Mrs. Rice?
Yes, I have ham.
Good. Put a nice, thick steak of ham into a cast iron skillet, and let's hear it sizzle.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, let's hear it sizzle.
It's not hot yet.
Well, let's make it hot. Can I hear it sizzle now?
But the pan is not hot yet.
Well, hurry up, bitch.
I can't hurry the stove up. I have
yes,
an electric
you can.
Stove.
Okay, we're going to take a little step outside and let you know that we're not really doing this, right? We're pretending, okay? Right?
Okay.
Okay, let's hear it sizzle.
Okay.
You gotta tell her you're transvestite.
You see, I'm a transvestite.
You are a transvestite.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Would
are
you like
you
to hear my vital statistics?
What's your vital statistics?
6'2", 290, wearing a half top, some hot pants.
Really? What do you mean by hot pants?
I mean they're hot.
They're
I mean
hot.
The temperature of them is hot, like about 98, maybe 100. But it's not so much the heat, it's the humidity.
98.7.
Okay.
How's
Are
that
you making
coming?
Them hot like that?
What's that?
Are you making them hot like that?
Yes, I am. You're making me hot, Mrs. Rice.
Wow, that's good.
Okay, now that we got the sizzling ham, why don't you haul yourself over to the fridge and pull out that dozen brown eggs?
Okay, I can do that.
All right, what brand are they?
Winn-Dixie brand.
Yes, of course they are. All right, let's fry me up some eggs, shall we? And let's hear them sizzle. Is that pan hot yet?
Yes, it is. I mean,
all right, I'd really appreciate it if you don't laugh.
Okay, I won't laugh.
You see, there's trouble with laughter. I associate trouble and laughter together.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Well, I'm sorry?
Why would you do that?
I'm distantly related to Danny Kaye. Are you familiar with Danny Kaye?
No, I'm not.
Well, he's a comedian in the 50s, and he treated our family like dirt.
Robbie Lamb.
All we could do was sit and pray.
Fine.
And so when you laugh, it makes me very sad, because Danny wouldn't call. It was just me and my parents in the tent.
Do you want to cut up a tomato?
No, it's time to make the salad. Can you make the salad? Do you have lettuce?
Yes, I have lettuce.
Do you have some Boston bib lettuce?
Boston bib lettuce.
Okay, I have the lettuce, tomatoes.
Okay, I need you to
carrot
and to bite. No carrots! Put the carrots back!
Okay, no carrots?
Jeez.
So the lettuce and tomatoes.
What kind of lettuce?
Huh?
What kind
Romanian
of lettuce?
Lettuce. Romanian.
No! Boston bib lettuce!
Romanian.
Okay.
In bite-sized pieces!
Your phone sex,
bro. Well, lettuce, I have the ball lettuce.
All right, put it in bite-sized pieces, and we're going to need some cheese. What kind
of
cheese do you have?
I have...
Feta?
Parmesan cheese.
No, feta!
Excuse me?
Feta! Do you have any feta cheese? Let's check on the ham. Is it burned? Have you burned the ham? Have the ham stopped crying?
Okay, what else would you like?
About the tomato. Okay,
we need tomatoes.
Yes, I have tomatoes on.
Do you have cherry tomatoes?
I have the small plum tomatoes.
No, cherry tomatoes?
I've never heard of cherry tomatoes.
Okay, do you have plum tomatoes, duh?
I have tomatoes.
You're ruining it. You're ruining it. You're ruining it. You're ruining it. Don't you understand about Uncle Danny?
Danny.
Run, get the tomatoes and cut them in half.
Okay, cut them in half.
Cut them in half, then half, then half again.
Okay.
Have you done it?
Yes, I have.
If you cut a tomato in half three times, how many pieces does it yield? How many? Hello?
It would give you, what, four pieces?
That's right. You dummy. All right, get the brown eggs.
I already have them out.
Okay, toss them high in the air.
Am I supposed to catch them or let them drop to the
ground? Catch them in the pan.
Okay, but...
Do it! Go!
My dog, a phone sex.
Pan. But, I mean, the shell is in there, too.
Toss them high in the... Tell me when you've gone through eight with four remaining. Tell me when.
Okay. You want me to throw in four eggs?
No! Eight eggs!
Eight
two
eggs?
At a time!
At a time?
It's crystal clear!
Eight at the same time and
no!
I'm...
No! Check on the ham! And the cheese. How's the feta? Is it runny?
Yes.
I love a runny feta.
Okay.
All right. Now the egg.
The ham is cooked.
All right. Now take the ham out.
Okay.
And I want you to take, is it hot?
Yes, it is.
Until it cools, I want you to hold it between two pillows.
Tell her that you're a pretty girl. Ask her to tell you're a pretty girl.
All right, I'm done with the food. Marvelous meal. Compliments to the chef. Shut up and listen. It's time for you to tell me I'm a pretty girl.
You are a beautiful girl. Pretty girl.
Pretty girl. Tell me I'm so pretty.
You're so pretty.
Dolores is a pretty girl.
Dolores is a pretty girl.
Beautiful. She's a beautiful girl.
Not so much beautiful as pretty. Stick with pretty. Tell me about my outfit.
Dolores is pretty.
It's beautiful.
Tell me how pretty I am.
You're very pretty.
Tell me I have beautiful feet.
You have beautiful feet.
Tell me about my gorgeous feet and ankles.
Okay, you have beautiful feet. Your toes are beautiful.
What does she like about your feet?
What do you love about my feet?
How smooth they are on the heel. Your long toes.
Not quite.
Long toes.
Well, the nails are very long. What do you think of my toenails?
They're brave. They're beautiful. You show that you don't have any dirt around them. They're great.
Well, there might be a little dirt, but I mean, it's America. They're natural, right?
It's fine.
Paint them. I want you to paint them.
Ask if she would eat your toenails.
How about this? No. How about this? What if I cut my toenails off and you eat my toenails? Hmm?
Would you like them to chew them or just swallow them?
Oh, good girl.
I like a girl who swallows.
Okay, I'll swallow them then.
Okay, excellent. Here you are.
Just swallow all five.
Here it is.
All five.
There's ten.
Yes, but we're going 1 foot at a time.
No. 2 feet or nothing.
Okay, 2 feet. I'll swallow.
Okay, but here's one. Now swallow it.
Swallow
it.
Mm-hmm. Swallow.
I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced I swallow.
Tell me about my pretty hands.
Your pretty, excuse me?
My pretty hands.
Hands?
Tell me why my pretty
hands.
Tell me why my hands are pretty.
Because they're soft. They're pretty.
Do you know why they're soft? They've never done an honest day's work in their lives.
Really? That's great.
I wear a lot of gloves.
Oh, that's
like Bugs
better.
Bunny.
They feel moisturized.
A lot of times I run around wearing only gloves. Gloves and precious little else. Tell me about my ears.
What are you
Your earlobes are wonderful.
No, they're not. Now you're just saying that.
No, they are. They're really wonderful. They're
Would you like to touch my ears?
Oh, yes. Can I kiss them?
No, you may not. You may not.
Fine.
How about that?
You.
No. My ears are my own. Have another toenail.
Okay.
Go. Here's number two.
Swallowed.
Yes, indeed. Which toenail was that?
That was the second index toenail.
Index
after
toenail.
Your big toenail.
The 2IN.
How does it taste?
How does it taste? Does it taste of that feta?
They taste dirty.
Do they?
Oh. Yes, they do.
Perhaps I should scrub them, no?
Well, I already swallowed two dirty ones. Tell
me about my knees.
She's something.
Your knees?
My knees. My
They're
beautiful knees.
You need some lotion on them.
I do. My scab
Oh,
knees.
Here we go.
I fell. I fell on the way to the bakery.
Oh, well, then I'm putting some cure.
Don't eat your scabs. Last night, don't eat your scabs.
I was on the way to the bakery, and I fell and broke my hip, which is why I need you to eat my scabs. Hello?
I'm here.
I need you to eat my scabs. Pick them.
Okay.
Pick and eat.
The right knee.
Pick and All right.
Pick and eat my scabs.
I can't offer you my left knee because of the broken hip.
Okay.
Sorry,
I can eat the right knee, though.
How old do you think I am?
About 30.
No? Higher?
40.
My dear, you know absolutely nothing about ages. I'm 78. And fit as a fiddle. Pick and eat.
I'm eating.
How does she like the scabs?
How do you like them?
They're great.
Do they taste like a penny?
Finger licking good.
I wanted to say, Dolores, I love eating your scab.
I want you to tell me that, Dolores, you love to eat my scabs and make me believe it. Mean it,
Dolores,
baby.
Dolores, I love to eat your scabs. They're
mean
delicious.
It. Again. Again.
Many seeks, that's the moment. They're great. I love to eat them. They're tastefully. They're finger licking good. I've never had anything better.
Okay, all right.
Do you have any paracetamol?
All right, Rob.
Bravo.
Wow.
Well, we tried to get her to hang up. She was good.
She was a good-natured phone horn.
Hey. You got the right one that time.
Well, I've got to go back and get this hip in traction.
There you go. Dude, she ate your scabs,
good girl.
Thank you, Rob.
She ate your scabs and your toenails and liked it. That is a good phone horn.
Oh, wow. I mean, we ran the gamut with her, right?
We did indeed. Made the eggs, ate the toenails, picked and ate the scabs.
Yeah, Dolores is a pretty girl.
Hey, a pretty girl.
Grade A phone horn.
Oh, she's now that's the type that you want to get.
Mm-hmm. See, we could tell Ken now that was worth the $20.
Absolutely, when he complains and he cries.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If it ain't Charlie Moneybags, the big philanthropist. How do you do?
What you talking about, Paul?
I'm talking about the underprivileged children's drive.
Oh, they collected for that at school, Paul.
Oh, I know they did. And when they called your name, you gave the large, generous amount of 3 cents. My, that is big of you, Diamond Jim.
Can I give them too much, Paul?
Too much?
I could ask them to give back 2 cents.
Look here. We better talk about this thing. Now, look here, Opie. You can't give a little bitty piddling amount like 3 cents to a worthy cause like the underprivileged children's drive. I was reading here just the other day where there's somewhere like 400 needy boys in this county alone, or 1.5 boys per square mile.
There is?
There sure is.
I never seen one, Paul.
Never seen one what?
A half boy.
Well, it's not really a half a boy. It's a ratio.
Horatio who?
Not Horatio, a ratio. It's mathematics. Arithmetic. Look, now, Opie, just forget that part of it. Forget the part about the hack boy.
It's pretty hard to forget a thing like that, Paul.
Well, try.
Or Horatio.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike. Christmas tree
and Christmas. We finally took down a Christmas tree.
Oh.
Hey, well, that's not bad.
A little overdue.
Lucky the house didn't burn down. I mean, we had a real tree for a change this year. We normally have the fake tree, but we had a real one, and we had left it up. I just realized that yesterday, I think it was the 1 month anniversary of us putting it up, and we just took it down yesterday.
It's a nasty job. It's a difficult job to tackle after all that, that revelry.
I was trying to tell my wife that Ed McMahon keeps a Christmas tree year-round to keep himself in the Christmas spirit.
And, you know, now that you say what you said before, and you say that about Ed McMahon, do you think that tradition was born out of Ed's just total laziness?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hi-oh.
Hi-oh. Leave it up.
Yeah, we'll use it as a bit. Hi-oh.
Listen. Somebody from our Denver radio station just called. Somebody from the programming department, very upset.
About?
That I said that F. John Elway,
mm-hmm.
You know, saying your show's on in Denver and you should alienate the people and that they just renewed our contract there and that they canceled a bunch of other Westwood One shows, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I said to the guy. The guy says he's positive that some of the Broncos listen to our show.
Okay.
Ooh. I said, well, I find that hard to believe. I don't think anybody in Denver listens to our show.
Right.
But I will be willing to auction off my loyalty if either a member of the Broncos calls or a member of the Falcons calls.
Ah. So the first Bronco, legitimate playing member of the Broncos, or can they be second stringers?
I take a second stringer.
As long as they're on the roster.
The name he mentioned was the white guy, the receiver.
Ed McCaffrey?
Ed McCaffrey.
Wow.
He said that he listens. Now, who knows? The guy could have just been blowing smoke up my ass. Mm-hmm.
So you're basically going to say whatever real team member calls this show first, you will root for that team.
Yes.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I included you in that, too. I hope you don't mind.
Sure. I have no loyalties towards either one of those teams, and I will sell my fan loyalty down there.
Because to be honest, I really don't.
And you know something, I
care who wins, but I just don't share this big love fest for Mr. Ed Elway.
And as far as you and I, you know, selling our loyalty towards one team or another, that is, as people will tell you, extremely valuable. that's really absolutely valuable.
And I know, conversely, that some of our stations down south, although we're not in Atlanta,
right?
We have stations in suburban Atlanta, and I think our station in South Carolina goes very close to Atlanta. Same deal for them. Just got to be a guy we've heard of. It could be a second stringer, but it's got to be a guy we heard of. First guy from either team to call in, that's the team we'll root for. Although I still...
No getting Matt Elliott to call us, Rob.
Yeah, no fair. He's out of football now. And I still reserve the right, no matter who I root for, to hate Elway. And I'm sorry, I don't care if everybody in Denver hates me because I hate Elway.
But explain yourself. Now, if you see, I understand people getting upset because you don't explain. You hate John Elway because he's a rich, successful guy because you're jealous of him.
Partly.
But see, that's
partly because he's got everything. And I don't buy into this. Let's all feel bad for John Elway. Let's win this one for John. Listen, all you schmucks like me that sit on your couch and watch the TV and spend $100 to buy a freaking jersey or spend $80 to buy a picture that he has signed, this guy will live like a king for the next 8 lifetimes.
And that on that level. It's nothing besides that. It is on that level and that level only.
And if they didn't make it out like poor John Elway,
right?
Let's all hope that he wins one because his life's not complete without another Super Bowl. I would trade my life for his life in an instant.
Prior to winning last year's Super Bowl.
Yes, in an instant.
You would take the car dealerships.
Let him come in here and do this radio show for 4.5 hours a day. Yeah. I'll go out and throw a football. I don't care if I lose all those Super Bowls.
Do you know, in fairness, we must say there are people that say things about our job. That say they would trade places with us in a minute. I'm just trying to offer balance here.
I'm not disputing that our jobs are great.
We do have great jobs.
I certainly... could not have a real job.
Right.
There's no way I could ever have a Joe job in the real world.
Right.
No way.
What I'm saying is everything is all relative. It's all relative, and I agree with you on that level.
But I don't see a groundswell of emotion for people saying, boy, really hope that Don and Mike get to number one in the ratings because, it means so much to Donnie.
You know something?
As far as I know, there's a lynch mob out there waiting to kill me after every show.
I'm going
to
stop you right there because something you don't see that we've been doing for years around here is that before every show, I get together with Buzz, I get together with Rob and Charlie and Christine. We get into a huddle and I said, let's go have a great show, but let's have a great show for Don. I just wanted to make you aware of that fact, okay?
I don't doubt that that's how my teammates feel, and I appreciate that, Mike. Right. That's what you demand.
There you go. All right, wait, and Rob does give me that salute. Just
the
like
mile
that.
High salute.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just don't buy that. Poor John Elway.
Well, you're also, it's not just the money. You're also saying he's already done it all. He's already won it all.
Oh, I felt this way before he won the Super Bowl.
Right.
I felt this way. I was mad last year. On any level,
and I'm going to take you back to last year's Super Bowl. Because on any level, did you feel kind of emotional because he had been there so many times and he'd never won?
No, why should I feel bad for a guy that gets to play a game for a living that he's never won?
Did you feel bad? Did you feel happy that they won the Super Bowl?
First off, I was mad because they beat the Packers.
Oh, there it is! There it is! We have identified it.
No, that's not all there is to it, though.
Of course that's what it is.
That's not all there is to it.
That's what
it is. There's more than that, Mike.
As show historian, he raved for over an hour against Elway last year. We have it in Best Of.
Right?
He hates John Elway.
I do hate him. I do. Listen.
Okay, butt boy. Thank you very much. I'm just trying to make a point. I know that I don't need you to come over and explain why he's right. I've been working with him for 13 years, okay? I don't need you to do that. But thank you very much. I appreciate that, Rob.
I appreciate it.
You okay? I am so glad that I understand how he feels now. Thank you for explaining that.
Listen, I will say to you with all honesty.
Yes.
That, I'm a little mad because the Packers lost.
See, I forgot that. I completely forgot who they had played last year.
But even when I got past that, I'm still mad about all this crap of let's win one... for John, hold up the trophy. Meanwhile, John Elway's going home and wiping his ass with $100 bills at night. Right? Here's a guy that never has to do anything another day in his life.
Right, that's true.
Why should I feel bad for him? Like, I would feel bad for... I would feel the same way. All right, maybe he's a one-of-a-kind
thing for me. I'm trying to think of another quarterback.
Yes, I see. I was trying to go back to where, you know, when in that moment, when the official John Elway sound effect, you know, on that level, because I think everybody that probably wasn't a Packers fan, probably for that moment when John Elway took the trophy, there was that moment of emotion where you kind of said, hey, you know, he got it. Now I understand why. Because
I didn't have
as
it,
far
Mark.
As this year, now this year, John Elway, they have won his Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And so it's not similar when they're saying, do it for John. That to me is going to the well one too many times.
Well, I felt the same way last year as I do this year. I'm sorry. I just did.
I know you do.
Felt the same way last year. Mm-hmm. Really? F him.
I understand the whole picture.
But if Ed McCaffrey calls us,
mm-hmm.
I'll root for the Broncos all the way.
So it is saleable.
Oh, yeah.
Loyalty, and I will join you with that. So if we get a call, but if a Falcon calls before that, other than Matt Elliott, who is technically not on the roster.
Right, then screw Denver.
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to be objective like that to keep our fans in Denver happy.
Seems mm-hmm. fair.
Although what we would say, it really matters in Denver.
Right.
Denver's got the biggest propaganda machine since Hitler. I mean, I've been to Denver before. Oh, my God, go watch the newscast. Go watch the Channel 7 News one night in Denver.
I've never spent any time out there, so I don't know what
goes
on.
We were just out there for Christmas.
And
here's the big Channel 4 News. John Elway picked his nose today. We got a reporter out at Mile High right now. Yeah, we're hearing reports that he ate it after he... After he picked his nose, let's go back to you. Hey, Mike Shanahan's teeth will be on display tonight. Downtown Denver. It's crazy.
We'll be back with another report right after this from John Elway Motors.
And you see those commercials all the time. And big full-page ads in the Denver Post. John Elway Motors, John Elway Cars.
Life in the NFL. I've said this to people before. If you're a Hall of Fame NFL football player, it is the greatest thing you can be. That's American royalty. That's how you're treated. And forever, you are treated that way for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter.
It'll be money.
There you go. There's a great example right there.
I know
there.
It is, Sonny. Hello, Don and Mike Show. So listen, hold on a second there, please. So we just put that word out. First Bronco or first Falcon to call the show this week, that's where our allegiance will go, okay? And other than that, you know, I'm all for the Broncos.
What about coaches?
Oh, that'll never happen, but yeah. Sure.
Dan Reeves, thanks so much for calling. Go Falcons.
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Way to go, Broncos.
I'd love to just ask Mike Shanahan about his teeth.
Assistant coaches don't count, though, right?
No.
Just has to be players or the head coach.
Imagine we get Dan Reeves on the phone. Hey, Dan.
Oh, no.
Dan. Coach Reeves.
Oh, my God, the humanity.
And we wouldn't even get the publicity for giving the heart attack. It would be, you know, all the stories would be two local DJs caused Falcons coach Dan Reeves to have a fatal heart attack when he's being interviewed on their show.
When they're slamming us about giving him the heart attack, they wouldn't even give us proper credit.
Hello.
Buddy.
Yeah, ball day.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, did you see a hardball last night?
Pardon me?
Hardball. TV show.
Oh, the TV show? No, I don't know.
Elvis lover Guralnick was on there plugging his book.
Oh, you mean that guy that wouldn't appear on our show?
Right. Yeah.
He wouldn't appear on our show, but he went on that show, Hardball?
He's a stiff, man. All I could think about was geese and dead babies when he was talking.
Yeah, he was a stiff. I saw him on Dateline. He's a stiff. He's just no energy. No energy level. I bet he didn't have any energy level on that show.
They were talking about how Elvis was a great American, and then they started talking about rifles, and all I could think of was flashbulbs.
They take any live calls on that show?
No way.
You know, one of these times he's going to be on a show where they take calls, and I hope somebody calls up and says, hey, how come you didn't have the guts to go on with Don and Mike after you promised that?
Right? Amen.
I heard it.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. Think about it. Look at all the babies we killed.
And then getting down on you about your reading list.
Hello.
You know, like that, like that matters.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Lonnie from Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey, Lonnie, buddy.
Hey, I just want to let you know you're number one. Don and Mike Show is number one.
Thanks for that affirmation, Lonnie.
That comes from Lonnie. To us.
I've just been listening since December,
mm-hmm.
and I love it.
A recent convert. Thank you, Lonnie.
Man.
Okay.
Number one with Lonnie.
Bye-bye. Lonnie's not a guy that likes to elaborate.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don, Mike, and Buzz.
Yeah.
Good to have you guys back.
Hey, well, where do we go?
Well, you were gone for one day.
Hey, Christ, doesn't everybody in this country get yesterday off?
Yes.
Okay, then. Okay,
yeah, like the third call where that's been, there's been a veiled reference, you know. Well, hope you enjoyed your 3-day weekend.
Yeah, excuse me, it's a freaking national holiday.
Hey, I'm sorry. No.
Did you have the day off yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Hey, it's nice to have you back.
Okay, I'm glad to be back.
Nice to have you back. Hope you enjoyed your three-day weekend.
I was just saying, like, happy holiday kind of thing. I didn't mean it to offend. I'm sorry.
No offense taken.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you guys about that Disney thing on Buzz's newscast. The thing about the rescuers.
Oh, right, where there's supposed to be something dirty in one of the frames in that movie.
Yeah, it's a topless woman.
It's a topless woman.
Yeah, they fly by. They're on the back of an albatross. The two mice, which is Bob Newhart and Zsa Zsa Gabor, they're on the back of an albatross flying through the city. It's about 37 minutes through the film.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And now, if you have DVD, is that the best way of seeing it?
Yeah, well, we had a tape and looked it back, and you can see. You just have to, like, freeze it, you know, frame. But, of course, I hate to admit that I'm in the basement of the science building, so I found out about the general timing about it on the Internet.
Was it a photograph or a drawing of a topless woman? Which?
It's a drawing. It's like a city, you know, they're, like, going by skyscrapers, like, you know, apartment buildings.
So the cartoon drawers did that.
Yeah.
And you can see her breasts very clearly in that frame?
Yeah, she's like undressing in the window.
That's disgruntled Disney employees. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
And I love it when it takes this long to finally find out. You know
what is that? My God!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey. Well, first of all, I did have to work yesterday, so I just want to whine about that. Second of all,
well, what do you do?
I'm a contractor. I work with computers.
Sorry, you had to work.
Yeah, me too. Anyway.
Me and Mike had a great three-day weekend.
Fantastic.
Go ahead, rub it in. Let me know when you're done, man.
Best ever.
It was great. You know, that third day can really come in handy sometimes.
Yeah, you got to sleep in and everything, huh?
Hell, Monday felt like Sunday.
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, you realize that on Sunday, which is even more special. You say, hey, Sunday is actually Saturday.
And then you get up on Tuesday, it feels like Monday, and the next thing I know, tomorrow's Wednesday.
And that's hump day, and then, you know, that's two more days to the weekend.
4 day week.
Christ, it's great.
Anyway, I have a humble request for you guys.
Yes, sir.
And this does not apply to me because you kick my ass at it. The name game. It's funny as hell when you guys rip somebody to shreds, and I have a humble request that you do that just a little bit more often because it cracks me up.
Well, listen, here's the deal with the name game. That we had to put a ban on that because, like everything on this show, people just run it into the ground.
If we did the name game
a couple of times, then that's all we get is like 8 million calls with people wanting to play the name game.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, it requires discipline. Discipline that Don and I show every day on this show.
That's a discipline.
Like the discipline I showed when Lonnie called, and I wanted to immediately get into the Lonnie game. You know, knowing that it would be a quick one, you know, with Lonnie Anderson.
Who's the guy that was on Gomer Pyle?
Oh.
That's Ronnie's show.
Oh, Ronnie, not Lonnie. Oh.
Well, if it ever crossed your mind, keep in mind that it is funny as hell for anybody that's listening. I'd appreciate hearing it again.
Oh, thanks for that tip. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Well, he was tired. He worked yesterday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I think you're number two.
Really? I think you're number two.
Oh, no. Come on, man.
No, I really think you're number two. I think you're excrement.
There's steam coming off your forehead right now.
The other guy just said a little comment, and you didn't jump on him.
We're not jumping on you. We're saying you are number two.
Okay.
You said you think we're number two, and I repeat it. I think you are number two.
Well, then we're equal in your eyes.
No. You're the real number two.
No, please.
You're like poop.
You're the real deal, number two.
Please.
No, come on. Why are you wasting my time with this idiotic call?
Well, the other guy was a genius.
Hey, look at the bright side. Whenever you go swimming, you'll always float.
No, not always.
Yeah, he's right.
That's true.
He's right about that. Not always.
All right, okay.
So was it a floater that you brought your wife in to see there, Mike?
No. So. It was you.
All right, listen, number two. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye. Jesus Christ. Tough when those fingers are so greasy to hang up that phone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you guys?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? You remember when you had your dog's testes, you had them bronzed or silvered or whatever you did?
Yes, I had them plated and sent to Bob Barker and got a very nice note back from him, had them made into cufflinks for Mr. Bob Barker.
Exactly. I kind of took your notion there, and I thought it'd be absolutely hilarious if I had my poor cat's testicles dipped in bronze, and I'm going to put them on his collar and make him wear them.
Okay. Well, just I just want to say that you better be careful in the next life, because in the next life...
Yeah,
you
know, really. That's quite a little fantasy you're
he's
enjoying.
Only got
in the next life, the cats will be ruling the everything, and the humans will be the ones that are serving them, and then he'll cut your nuts off and make you wear them around your neck.
I sure as hell hope not, man. What's what does your dog think about the whole thing, though?
What does he think? He's a dog. He doesn't think anything about it. I tell you this, I didn't make him wear them around his neck.
You know, there's one thing, having him sent out to Bob Barker, it's another thing making your cat wear them around his neck is a constant reminder that you've hacked them off.
And what does my dog think about it? My dog sees everything in black and white. He's a dog.
Yes, yeah, much more concerned with smell and taste than thinking thoughts.
He has the brain the size of a peanut, my dog does. Really, that's not an exaggeration. Dogs' brains are very small. That's why they're so stupid.
Well, Don, it's a little bigger than a pita.
Stupid but lovable.
A little larger than a pita. You know, should be slamming all of us. All of us dogs.
Oh, hey, Brandy.
Hello, Don. How about a nice big pile of diarrhea?
Hello. Not of my show.
Hey, Clink, here's some cheese dip. Come on, Clink. Have some of this con queso dip.
I'm very, very sick.
I'm Don's dog, Brandy.
Hello.
When's the next poker game?
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. You guys were talking about the rescuers and the site was where you actually could see the topless woman.
Yeah, baby.
There is a website out there that is not sponsored by Disney, but what it does is it shows you all the things that are, like, supposedly perverted, like in The Lion King where the clouds supposedly form the letters S-E-X.
Right.
They actually still framed it on the rescuers where you could see the woman. Stuff about Disney, about Walt Disney, about the parks and the movies and everything. That's a pretty good website. If you want the address, I can give it to you.
We have it. We have www.darylnichols.com.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Hey, Joe DiMaggio is going to throw out the first pitch this year for the Yankees.
Hello, I'll tell you something. I'm so amazed. Joe DiMaggio is going to play freaking center field for the Yankees this year.
It's a total rebound.
I want to tell you, if I had bet, I would have lost every dime because last December when they were saying, like, one day he's in a coma, then the next day they said he was getting up, I would have bet money he'd be dead by now, and he's out of the hospital.
When he came out of his coma and he got mad at his doctors and said, hey, stop revealing all my medical conditions. Yeah. That's why some of the people in the hospital didn't even know he was being discharged yesterday.
As a matter of fact, I want a cage match between Joe DiMaggio and Dan Reeves. The two of them with their shirts off.
Yeah, DiMaggio will be like hitting his stride right about time for that cage match.
Joe DiMaggio is in-freaking-credible.
He is. He has balls like cantaloupes, man.
Yeah,
he
don't bronze those.
And put them around your dog's neck. All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Thank you for the call. We got a break. Then we're coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
8% of that group sampled at least one premiere to give us their opinion of the product.
Bottom line?
Well, of all the groups we tested, the response to premiere was just about uniform.
They all said they tasted like
They all said that? Nobody liked them?
Fewer than 5%.
How much are we in for up to now?
To date?
To date, to here, to now.
Upwards of 350.
We've spent $350 million and we've come up with a turd with a tip? God almighty, Ed. We poured enough technology into this project to send a cigarette to the moon and we come up with one that tastes like it took a dump?
We haven't even talked about the smell.
Well, what'd they say that was like? A fart?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not serious. They really said that?
We've got an awful lot of fart figures, sir, yes.
Tastes like and smells like a fart. We got ourselves a real winner here. It's one goddamn unique advertising slogan, I'll give you that.
The Don and Mike Show. Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's take you on the Spanish lesson.
Very good.
Now, we tried to learn how to say F you, F your mother.
Right.
Eat S and die. All of those were beeped out. The only one that we were able to get for sure, concretely, was eat me.
Eat me.
And Buzz, that was?
Come me.
Thank you, Buzz.
Call me, man.
Let's hear our next word as we attempt to bridge the language barrier.
Very good.
Go f*** yourself.
Okay, go F yourself. This will be another one that has to be beeped out, I bet.
Get that Muerte.
Okay. Again, class?
Yourself.
Right. Okay. And in. And in.
In
Spanish. So difficult to learn effectively with the beeps.
Yeah. Go F yourself.
Okay, here we go.
And why do I have to beep it out in Spanish? It's not the primary language in this country, right?
No, but...
we've said dirty words in German before, like we've said, you know, Essen, mein Scheiß.
Yes, but when we say that, we don't think we know what it means.
Oh, we don't?
Right, right.
Oh, we don't.
Right.
So what you're saying is we're Scheißkopfs. See, German's not a language a lot of people know.
That's right. True. But that's an easy one to figure out there.
Mm-hmm. Essen, mein Scheiß?
Yes.
Scheißkopf. Ah, Schultz. You Scheißkopf.
Schultz! Schultz!
Herr Kommandant.
I hear you, General Boltkabler.
Okay.
Essen, mein what?
Mein Scheiß. Let's hear another one in our Spanish lesson.
Get the f*** out of here.
That was get the...
Out of here.
You know, if anybody out there speaks Spanish, maybe they could hear enough of it, even with the beeps in, to tell us if this is actual Spanish. I think this is verbatim, right?
I'm pretty sure it is. That's what makes it funny.
Too bad I didn't have this last week when I went to my son's class to learn how to speak Spanish.
Rob, who helps out in the traffic department, speaks fluent Spanish. He's Bolivian, and we actually used him so we knew what to beep.
Oh, and so it was...
Yeah, it's all real. It's all
very real.
I'm
sure he was showing his teeth laughing.
He liked it. He liked it more than us.
He's Bolivian.
Ah, Bolivian.
His parents are from Bolivia.
Bolivia.
Yes.
Bueno, Bolivia.
Really? Okay. Where's Bolivia? South America, correct?
Yes. See?
How about that, Mr. Geography?
Get the f*** out of here.
All right, get the F out of here. That's our next word. It's phrase.
Okay.
Again, class?
Shut the f*** up.
Shut the F up. Now let's hear how to say that in Spanish.
Cállate el p***.
You know, the beeps don't matter. The beeps don't matter at all.
Shut the f*** up. Cállate el pico.
Great Spanish lesson.
Great lesson.
Go to hell.
Oh, what was that one?
Go to hell.
Oh, all right. This one we can all learn. Yeah. Go to hell.
Vete al infierno.
Vete al infierno. All right, again, class.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Vete al infierno.
Vete al infierno.
Lete al infierno.
Lete.
I thought it said gete. Get means go, means gete.
Gete, lete.
Lete al infierno.
All right, hold on. We got a Spanish dude on the phone. Yes, hello, Neil.
Yes.
Well, that is not a Spanish name.
Well, my Spanish teacher was Senor Williams.
Armstrong,
oh, but it says he is Spanish.
I am totally Spanish, 100%.
Okay. How are you enjoying our Spanish lesson, Senor?
Oh, I'm loving it. But you know what? Like, if you say go to hell in Spanish, you say vete al infierno. If you say that to someone, they wouldn't take it as harsh as if you were saying it in English.
Why? What is the absolute translation of what we were just saying?
You could say
come on now, don't struggle with this. It's not a difficult question.
What we just said, what was the translation for go to hell?
Lete al infierno.
What does that mean literally in Spanish?
It does say go to hell, but it's not something. It's not a phrase that we use to say.
I understand what you're saying. It's not like that's a common thing that, like it is in this country, where we say, go to hell.
But if you said it to a person in Spanish, even if it's not a commonly used phrase, they would understand the inference, go to hell.
They wouldn't take it as the same thing as you would take it. If I told you
How could you not say, in any language, you tell somebody to go to
good
hell,
question.
And they don't know what it means?
Well, not in the same sense. So it's completely...
Well, no. Go to hell is go to hell is go to hell.
Well, they might like hell. I don't know. But I'm just saying,
please.
And you guys are beeping out a lot of words, like, you know, when you say F you and that kind of thing. So you're saying,
You know, you are babbling and you don't know what you're talking about.
Go get back on your burrow there. You know? Awful. And go to hell.
Lete al infierno.
What does it mean, go to hell? It doesn't mean the same. Of course it means the same thing in every language.
Then he was trying to say, and you're beeping out words
Well, we have to beep out the dirty words we were told. We ran this by the censors.
He was trying to spoil our Spanish lesson.
Yeah.
I was enjoying it.
All right, here is a Spanish woman. Hello, what is your name? Dolores or Snores?
Lourdes.
What, like Madonna's kid, Lourdes?
No, Anna.
What? Didn't she just say her name is Lourdes or Slores?
Yes.
And then she said Anna.
Where did the Anna come from?
Anna, Salvadorian.
Okay, listen. Hey, I'm going to go to Lupe, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, here's our third Spanish friend, Lupe.
What's up, guys?
All these callers are loopy today. Hey, Lupe.
What's up, guys?
Hey, my friend.
I'm calling from California, and I just want to tell you guys about the different ways you can say go to hell.
Well, what about the way we were saying it?
You guys are saying it right, but the first part of it starts with a V, not a G. It's vete, kind of like saying B.
Vete.
Yeah, vete.
Vete en fuego.
Yeah, vete la chingada, you can say it like that too.
Vete la chingada.
All right, hold on, now we got another guy. This is Jose.
Hello?
Who knew we had so many Mexicans listening to us?
I always suspected that.
Hello, Jose.
Hey, how you doing? Big fan.
Hey, thank you, Jose.
Hey, Mike, I'm the UPS driver there at night, too.
Are you the guy that washes his hands?
Exactly.
You didn't take that, dump on the floor?
No, that was the FedEx driver.
Oh, it was FedEx guy that took the crap on the
exactly.
floor. Okay.
That wasn't me.
You're the guy that washes his hands at the end of his route.
Exactly.
What? So you get a lot of dirt on your hands at the end of that day,
hey,
don't you?
Jose, I got bad news for you. I was talking with the guys that run this building. You know what they're going to do? They're going to put a lock on that door, so all you FedEx guys and UPS guys can't use our bathroom anymore. No, they really are. They're going to put one of those things like we have on the doors of the studio. You have to push a code to get into the bathroom.
The first day you guys were talking about that, after that, I'm never again going in that bathroom because...
You know, I'll be honest, I have not seen you, and you were a regular visitor there, and I haven't seen you since we talked about you that day.
Well, I remember your comments that time. First time I met you in the bathroom, you said that... it was a crappy place, and, it was, I just go in just to wash my hands.
But it was so funny, because I saw this guy, the first time I saw this guy, he is sitting there, and you are washing your hands, and it looked like you dipped him in motor oil, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead, drip all over the sink, it doesn't matter, and this guy, I mean, you were doing, if there was a shower in there, you would have jumped in there, too, right?
Exactly, I got to get clean, I got to get on the road.
See? All right, well, listen, Jose, what can we do for you?
Hey, look, I'm listening to the, discussion you have right now about the Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of your listeners might not figure that out because it's Mexican is what it is. That's the whoever recorded that tape is Mexican. So those are Mexican terms.
Hold on, isn't it the same thing?
I'm sorry. It's kind of like slang,
And it's all about accent, too.
Exactly. Right? A lot of, some people maybe, like from Chile or something like that, when they hear something like that, or they won't understand it.
Maybe that explains the confusion of our first caller there.
Yeah, right.
Said it wouldn't offend anyone. It's all about inflection.
Yeah,
But go to hell is go to hell, right? Even if you say it nicely?
Say something in one language, it translates differently, even though it doesn't necessarily translate verbatim.
But those are only three words, though. Go to hell.
I'm trying to think of an example where there would be an actual phrase that would be.
Yeah.
But it's tough. It's tough because you've got a good point there. It's difficult to find an example.
Go to hell is a tough one.
Right.
And same with FU.
It might translate along the line. Seriously, if you're asking, like, visit hell. You know what I mean? Like, visit hell.
Right, even if someone said to me, visit hell, I would
see hell.
I would be offended by
or
that.
Or see hell.
Exactly.
See hell. It's not like go to hell.
Hell is for lovers.
hell is
hell and you.
Perfect together.
Perfect together. That's the guy from New Jersey.
you could say, everybody would probably understand hell is infierno, right?
Right.
So if you say vete al infierno, that would mean go to hell. That would get the point across to everybody. Mexican.
Okay, he's telling you, you're right then about that.
Right.
That means go to hell means go to hell.
Go to hell is go to hell. Okay, well,
exactly.
Listen, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'll see you guys tonight.
Say hi to Hank Kingsley.
See you, Jose.
All right. See you later, Buzz.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. There goes Jose, another one of the many workers that use the bathroom here at WJFK.
Dan, he can't really, and when I saw him, he was such a nice guy, but I was busting his chops really good. But they're all, the UPS guys are all pretty good guys around here, but
one of them may have taken the crab, Mike.
That's true.
I'm not willing to say anybody's a nice guy because somebody took a crap on the floor in our bathroom.
This is true. The cake was the size of a cake.
Kiss my ass.
All right. Okay. Here's one we can learn.
All right, and that's another one I think that would translate universally.
Right. How else could you how could you misinterpret kiss my ass?
Besa.
Okay.
Besa mi culo.
Besa mi
colo. Mi
colo. Is it culo?
Colo.
Hold on, let me hear it again.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass. This would be a good one for me to learn when we get people from California calling.
Besa mi culo.
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 You turned it into like some sort of dialect from Uganda.
Besa.
Besa.
Mi culo.
Besa mi culo.
Is it culo or colo?
Colo.
Colo?
I think it's besa mi culo.
Besa mi culo?
Besa mi culo.
Besa mi culo.
Besa mi culo.
Eh, besa mi cola.
Colo.
Colo.
All right, let me try it out on a guy. Here's Juan. Hey, Juan.
Hola.
Hey, besa mi culo.
Debro Diaz, cabrón.
Watch it. Watch it.
Watch.
Watch. Mouth. Yeah. Mouth.
You calm down, Juan. Calm down, Juan.
Yes. Yes, Juan. What can we do for you, sir?
It's not my real name, man.
Okay, Chewy. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say my piece. Love you guys. Bye.
That's it. He spouted something unsavory, but I'm not sure what it was.
Sure was something we'd have to beep out on our Spanish lesson. All right, let's hear another one now.
Suck my d-
Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay.
Chupa me.
Chupa.
Chupa.
I got chupa me.
Chupa me. Yeah, we could say that.
Yeah.
That would be suck my, though.
Yeah.
What is me in Spanish?
Yo.
Suca yo.
No, I. I is yo.
Ahí.
Me.
Right. Suck my d***.
Okay, now in Spanish.
Chupa mi ver.
I think chupa me. I think
suck me.
I think chupa me. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it would translate. Chupa me.
Chupa me.
All right, hold on. One more call. Then we have to do a break, but we have plenty more Spanish lessons on today's show. Hello. KC from... Where are you from? It says Luck Duck, California. I'm sure that's wrong.
It's Lodi, California.
Lodi. Lodi. She spelled it L-U-C-K-D-U-C-K.
Yeah, I could tell you exactly why the Mexicans don't take offense when you tell them go to hell in Spanish.
Okay.
They're already there.
But they're here.
Well, in Mexico they aren't.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well thought out. Very well thought out call.
Chupa me.
Did
I say that
Chupa
right?
Me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chupa me.
Chupa me.
Chupa me. Next word. Oh, is that the end of the first lesson, Robbie?
Spanish insults.
Oh, Spanish insults. Here we go. New category.
Ass kisser.
Okay. Ass kisser. This is a good one to know.
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo.
It was culo.
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo.
Jeremy Coleman is a lambe culo. Mucho buen. Lambe culo.
Ass kisser.
All right, again. Is it lambe culo?
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo. Lambe culo.
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo.
Lambe culo. One more, please.
Don't f*** with me.
Oh, like Joan Crawford.
Don't
f*** with me.
Fellas.
No me f***.
Oh, I wish I knew what that was. Mm.
Too much beeped out there.
I know.
Don't f*** with me.
Too many beeps.
I know.
Story of our life.
No me f***.
Right, okay. Too many F and beeps. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
In an effort to embrace our Hispanic friends,
we are attempting to become bilingual.
All right, let's get back to the lesson.
You look like
You look like S.
Very good.
Te ves como
Te ves como
The beep slow us down.
You look like
Te ves
como
Very good.
The beeps are killing us.
I know they are, but we can practice off air.
All right, let's hear the next one now.
You smell like really?
These are insults, obviously. You smell like S.
You smell like
really? All Let's roll another one, please.
Very good.
Another insult.
You are a piece of
Now, this one I'd like to know how to say.
Yeah. That's right. You are a piece of S.
Tú eres un pedazo de You are a piece of
Tú eres un pedazo de
Well, the beeps.
I know. It's so confusing.
We just got to learn how to say the main ones, your S, your F.
Right.
And once we learn those, I think we'd be able to put the whole phrase together.
You are a piece of S.
You are a piece of
Isn't that the same one we just heard?
Yeah, I guess they're doubling up on that one. Well, maybe I queued up the wrong one.
You little
right, that's you little ass.
You little ass.
Cagón de mi... You little Cagón de mi...
Cagón de...
Cagón de...
S word.
A's.
Oh, new category.
Very okay. Good. All right, second tape coming.
Here we go.
Spanish phrases.
Oh, okay, here we go. Phrases.
You've got to have balls.
Oh, now that one.
Okay.
Let's learn how to say it. You've got to have balls.
You've got to have balls.
Hace falta tener cojones.
Hace falta tener cojones.
Okay. Again, please.
You've got to have balls.
You've got to have balls.
Hace falta tener cojones.
Hace falta tener cojones.
Okay, you've got to have balls. What, you're not following, Buzz?
No, I'm paying attention. I'm trying to learn.
I like to scratch my balls.
Here we go.
Oh, God. Stop the presses. We've got our favorite.
I swear to God, there's going to be car wrecks around this town.
I like to scratch my balls. And we're learning how to say it in Spanish.
Yes, we are. That's one, I'll tell you. Just pay attention to the road,
okay.
People.
Everybody quiet now. Let's listen.
Me gusta rascar huevos.
Me gusta rascar mis huevos.
Me gusta...
Oh, let me write this down phonetically.
Me gusta.
Oh, let's hear it again.
I like to scratch my balls.
All right, so it was my gusta.
Me gusta.
Me gusta.
Something else, mi huevos.
Okay, here we go.
Me gusta rascar mis huevos.
Rastage. Me gusta rastar mis huevos. Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
I think we've got it. Come on,
we're getting in a good rotation there.
Okay. It'll be me, then Mike, then Buzz, okay? Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos. Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Y bueno.
All right, well, that's a good one.
I think we've got that one. We got that one down.
Okay, let's hear another one now.
Did you fart?
Oh! Jesus, that's good. Where'd my paper go, Robin?
Okay. ¿Echaste un pedo?
All right, again, please.
Did you fart?
All right, did you fart?
Right.
¿Te echaste un pedo?
That was hard to understand.
¿Te echaste
un pedo? No, that's
tough. All right, let's hear another one.
I have to take a shit.
I have to take it
out. Oh, God.
Tengo que
All right, again, class?
Again, please.
I have to take it out.
I have to take it.
Oh, God.
Tengo que
Okay.
You know, they surprised me. You think you've heard it all.
Here we go.
I have to pee so bad, my teeth are floating.
All right, I have to pee so bad, my teeth are floating. Well, why do we have to take out pee?
Tengo que mirar que mis dientes floten.
Tengo mi ass pee.
Tengo flores.
Again?
I have to so bad, my teeth are floating.
Okay.
Tengo que venir.
Everybody ready for this one?
Tengo que mirar que mis dientes flotan.
Que mis dientes flotan.
We are going to have to do some after-school studying.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of homework required for this. And where are the textbooks?
Are you using birth control?
This is what my brother couldn't learn.
Yeah, that's right.
Do they have what that says, do you have AIDS?
Oh, God.
¿Usas algo para controlar ponerte en cinta?
See, I'll never get that one. Here's where I had a problem with Spanish class. You know, you have a nice little short sentence in English,
right,
and it's 6 days long in Spanish.
Right. Never get this.
Yeah, that's what Rob was saying. It's very clinical the way they translate it.
Right.
Like, are you using a device to control the birth of children?
Yes, that's right.
So,
you know, and Rob,
do you mind if I wear a rubber?
The way you repeated that, I can that's why you were a good student, because you know you just had that way of retaining that.
Brains.
But we, yeah, that's what we call them, brains.
Brains be wet.
Meanwhile, we're already looking out the window with that translation.
Are you using birth control?
Are you using?
¿Usas algo para controlar ponerte en cinta?
Sí.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Let me see. Here's Luis. Hello, Luis?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Luis.
I just wanted to correct you on something.
All right, now listen, Luis. You can't say naughty Spanish stuff. Right.
Listen, hey, yeah, Luis. Me gusta rastar mis huevos. Rastar. Me gusta rastar mis huevos.
Rastar.
Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.